Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. To find y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So welcome, 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 everyone. Peace and greetings. So good to see you guys here. It's Friday night, and of course, it is Remix time. So good to be here with you guys, and I am so glad it is Friday night. And to be live in the forum with each and every one of you is just amazing. I don't know about you guys, but it's been an extremely long week. It's been a beautiful week, but a very, very long week nevertheless. So I am so glad it is October the 26th, 2012, and you're live in The Remix with your host, of course, me, Miss Blue, right here in The Remix. First, I want to go ahead and give out the phone numbers for those of you listening who may be listening for the very first time. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to you guys. Got a lot of emails this week for lots of new listeners who have been joining us here live in the farm. So I want to say welcome to all of the guests out there, as well as welcome to all of the new listeners out there. So good to have you guys join us here. And so here we go. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you to call into The Remix and for you to listen via the phone. Excuse me. We got a lot of things planned here tonight. And so much is going on. Lots of things planned here tonight that we're going to be doing, as well as just doing a little bit of recapping from the show that we did last week. So welcome, 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 everyone. If you want to come over and join us in the chat room, you are certainly free to do that. The Remix family will make you feel right at home. So let me go ahead and give you some directions so you can get yourself over and join us in the forum tonight. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix and /The Remix. And the chat room is right there, and you can come on in. If you click the button at the very bottom that says sign up, it takes about 2 minutes. You can sign up, and you can tell us who you are. And come on in and chat with everyone here. So good to see all of the Remix family. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated and set up in the house tonight. Good to see everyone here. My, my, my. We are closing in towards the end of the year, and lots of things are going on. First, I want to start out by talking a little bit. We'll kind of do things a little different tonight. But first, I want to start out and talk about sort of why the title of the show, what's blocking your prosperity. These are going to be some of the main things that we're going to be covering here tonight. And guess what? Tonight, first time ever, we're going to be doing a prosperity vision quest, as I called a spirit quest here live in the forum. Now, the interesting thing is a lot of the show titles that I've been coming up with lately have been based upon the readings that I've had this week. And the readings that I had this week were very intense. And those of you who had your sessions with me this week, you know that from around the world. very intense sessions this week and a lot of sessions that went very, very long. Lots of work to be done. And the main theme that was coming up for the particular week, because this is one of the things me and Sister Munya, we take a look at. We take a look at not only from our own personal lives of what we have going on, because we get a lot of signs and symbols from that too, but we also take a look at a lot of the signs and symbols that are coming out of the sessions for the week and a lot of the emails that are coming in. And I want to say thank you to everyone who reached out from the show that we did last week. That was very powerful, the two-part show that went on, and we covered so much information because you guys sent tons of emails and with lots of questions, lots of things that got answered for you, and lots of blocks that got cleared, and really just shared how impactful the readings were for you in your transformation. And so tonight, we're going to be doing a vision quest about prosperity, wealth, and abundance. And the reason is because that has been the theme that everyone has come to Miss Blue and asked me either in my personal life this week, or it's been things that you guys have asked in the sessions this week, lots of the emails that came in. This is definitely the time. I've been working on a lot of different projects anyway, and this was one that I was going to share a little later, but now I decided that this was the perfect time. The reason I have been working on a lot of the spirit quests is because, remember earlier, we talked about a couple of months ago about how important this new era is that we've been coming into, which is the era that has everything to do with origin. And remember, the aura has to do with your divine aura, and the gen is connected to the genius in you. So this is the era that we're moving into. And this spirit quest really is just helping to open up that flow when it comes to prosperity and when it comes to those things of abundance and all of those things in your life. And those are going to be some of our key focuses that we'll be talking about tonight here as well. So peace and greetings to everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and I want to say welcome to everyone listening all over the world. And so definitely I want to, let's see, so many options here. I definitely want to make sure that you guys know that you can definitely come on over and you can join us in the forum. I want to welcome our international listeners who are out there listening from Japan. Got lots of emails from Japan as well. Always a big shout out to the brother Mark and the brother Tekizo that's in Japan and everyone else that's in Japan. Those listening from the UK, Amsterdam, all parts of Europe, Germany, those listening from France, and also those from Belize, and also those listening from Peru, and also listening from all over. And also those listening from Australia, the land down under. So brothers and sisters out there in Australia, in the Netherlands, and just all over the continent of Africa as well, and just listening from everywhere and just responding. So good to have you guys in the forum, and so good to be here tonight. We're also going to be on Twitter tonight, so Esther's going to be holding that down for us. And if you guys want to jump on over there, I believe we're going to be using pound sign remix prosperity. So that is the pound sign remix prosperity. And you can join us on Twitter, the hashtag over there, and you can keep the conversation going. So first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who just came and really just brought their true, authentic self in the readings and was open and ready to receive and hear the message, the divine message coming from Spirit, because they have been some very, very powerful readings and lots of confirmation coming up as well, too. And then also, I want to say thank you to the Facebook fans out there. You guys really have enjoyed everything going on Facebook. So whether you're a part of the Remix group on Facebook or you're a part of the Remix radio page on Facebook, I've been drawing the card pretty much for every single part of time of the day to make sure that you guys see the energy that's out there. And you've been very responsive of sharing how this energy is connected to you. And on many occasions, many of you guys have even picked the same card that I've picked as well. And this is going to be very, very important. It's important to be able to keep your magic current and really begin to check your energy. Remember, we talked in the last couple of shows about this time that's going on now, and particularly for those of us that are conscious. We're almost 6 to 7 months, almost a year in some cases, ahead of what's going to actually be going on the planet for those that are just really moving themselves forward in their transformation. So this is a time right now that's requiring that the genius comes out. We've been talking about this all year long, and so we've really been getting into that energy, and we're going to continue to get into this energy even more. It's important for those of you who have the Kim deck to work with that, and you've shared your testimonies, how enlightening it's been for you, getting all of this information and everything coming in as well. And all of the information that's been coming in and how helpful this information has been for you and how you've been able to embrace this information and use it in your everyday life. And that's what's important. It's about knowing your magic now. It's about really becoming active with these tools and all of these things that we're working with at this time. And so tonight, we're going to be getting into this in a very, very kind of psycho, kind of sexy, kind of cool kind of way. And we got a lot of work to do. So we're going to be doing a spirit quest tonight. And I'm really going to set this whole spirit quest thing up so you can begin to understand it. We're going to do a little dance. It's going to be a different kind of dance. It's going to be a throwback. So for some of you, it's going to be a way back. And for others, it's just going to be a light throwback. And for some of you, it's just going to bring a happy smile to your heart and to your mind as you reflect back on these memories of just hearing this and just really pulling up certain energy. So the vibration of what we're going to kind of be moving our body to tonight is really going to set the tone for us to begin to dive into this question that so many of you have been asking for about this week. So many of you have wanted to tap into this energy. You've been working with it, and we're going to be getting into that. And, yes, we're going to be doing readings tonight as well, too. We're going to be doing readings as well, too. So a lot of different things that we're going to be covering here. If you did not get the opportunity to go back and download the show for last week, I want to invite you to do that. And you can download the show from last week as well as any of the other shows because we were decoding energy last week and raising our frequency. Tonight, we're going to be looking for those blocks when it comes to that particular area of prosperity. If you feel that somehow you've been stifled, somehow you're not moving, and prosperity is not being moving through you, then we're going to be taking a look at all of these things and then opening up that energy, and we're going to do it live for the very first time tonight on the Remix. So if you're already sitting down and you got yourself in a comfortable position and you're nice and excited, you can go ahead and just jump up and down because you're going to love this. I tried it out on a couple of people because I knew how impacted this was for me. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit of the backstory so you can understand where these spirit quests really came from within me and why they're also so important. On the last show, I talked about what they were because they're not meditation. You're not lucid dreaming. You're not sleep. It's definitely not a meditation. But this is really something that you can be awake, you're very active, your emotions are there, and your feelings are there. We're going to be doing readings tonight, and the readings I'll do tonight is we're going to be finding out where those blocks are, and we're going to move them. But I will tell you this, absolutely every single person that did this spirit quest, and this particular one, because I've done many of them for families and friends, And first and foremost, for myself over the years, and didn't even realize what they were. But did this spirit clash seem instant, guaranteed, instant shift within their energy, within that energy of prosperity, and how that energy was flowing through their lives within a matter of minutes? It gets you in motion. So you can really begin to get yourself into the motion, back into your natural rhythm. It really gets you into motion. It really gets you into motion, and it really causes the breakthroughs to happen. So this is sort of the thing that bridges the gap that takes you to the other side. And they'll come to you in many different ways. So we'll talk about all those ways as we start to get closer here and continue to talk about that. So I'm so excited tonight. I really, it is my intention and my hope that tonight is as transformative for you as it's been for many others. But I want to talk about the spirit quest for just a little moment. Several years ago, one of my best friends, because I have a lot of them at this particular time, and And over the course of my life, there's been many different paths that I've crossed and many different things that I had in my heart that I wanted to do, as like many of you guys, particularly when I was a lot younger. And one of the things that I would always do is I was very, very good at being able to get into the energy of what we now call, or what I've now learned to be, manifesting. And so the spirit quests were birthed right out of that same energy. So it really is a unique science. It's an ancient science. The more research I find out about it, the more ancient it is. For me, it was just sort of the quirky way that I've been, but the more research I do, I find out that this is something so ancient that it is just crazy how ancient it is. But over the course of my life, I've been able, and I'm not going to get too much into this because we got some work to do, but I've been able to make quite a few millionaires in my life. Not even attempting to make them millionaires, but really just having that manifestation of really getting them into that energy. And my best friend, I'll kind of keep her. She's one of my best friends because I have so many now over the course of my life. Me and her sat down one day and we thought, what is it that we're doing that we're able to do this, that people would come to us in our professional lives and we were able to really see that greatness within themselves and really help them to get back into their vibration, their frequency, and more important, help them to get back into motion. And we sat down and realized, wow, we have been able to make, these people are now millionaires as a result of that. Their true testimonies that they gave back to us, that if it wasn't for us engaging them and helping them to see and get back into their energy, their flow, and their motion, they could not do this. That's when I realized, and I want to tell you about how impactful this was, that's when I realized that what I thought some of my quests were in my life, that it wasn't the same quest. It wasn't that quest to be a millionaire in that way. But what I recognized at that particular point is that I was already a millionaire. So I went from that place of thinking to realizing that what the world called that to be, that's not what I wanted, not in that capacity. So I was able to start to get more and more into my flow, into my motion, and be able to create those things in my life that was full of prosperity, that was full of abundance. And these are the same principles that was given to me that I learned through this particular process of working with myself and also guided through spirit that we're going to be doing here tonight. So I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know about you guys, but I thought that was pretty cool, and I'm pretty excited. So, yes, yes, yes. By the way, I also want to tell you guys this, because I have infused this, if you want to call it technology, information, spiritual insight, I have infused this into absolutely every area of my life. There is not an area of my life I have not infused it in. And a big part of where it has been infused in is in the Kim business class. So a lot of those principles, and you can talk to the people who went through the Kim business class, and all of the people who went through the Kim business class, they began to work, and they have begun to see the transformation in their own lives. They got promotions on their job. They graduated from programs. Things opened up instantly. They were able to move. They were able to pass tests they wasn't able. They were able to go on to the next level in their life, but they were able to make bounds and leaps in their lives, personally, on a physical level, mental level, and a spiritual level. And so I get emails from them every single day, just really showing how this has impacted their lives across the board on so many different levels. And so, at the request of you guys, we are going to do another Kim business class before the year is out. As you know, this will be the third Kim business class. So we only take a limited number amount of students because it is some very intense work. This is for people who really, 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 really want to take a leap into their destiny, take a leap into their life. And so this is some very intense work, yes. Some of the people who've been in the Kim business class can attest to that. It's very intense work, and it is work that is transforming for life in a very beautiful and loving way. So if you want to find out more about what to do, then I want you to begin to get yourself over to question, QUESTION, blue@gmail.com, and just put in the tagline that you're interested in taking the Know Your Magic, the Kim business class, the business of self. It's a new way of doing business that you're interested in doing that. And just take yourself over there, and we'll send you back the information. This weekend, we're going to start sending out the requests because, again, we can only take 25 individuals to work with. And so definitely we have tons and tons and tons of people to begin to work with. And so we want to begin to do that as well. All right, you guys, welcome to the remix. It's so good to have you guys here. We got a lot of work that we're going to cover. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there. It's so good to have you guys in the forum tonight and have you here joining us live in the remix. And again, tonight is one of those shows that is about pure heart, and I'm going to tell you how pure it is because I actually had the Kim deck in front of me. And I always like to check the energy from time to time. But I knew that in anything that we do, there is divine exchanges that occur. And the divine exchange that came was Spirit led the message of coming with a very pure and open heart. So this is definitely a show for those who want to be here. For those of you who have been... those of you who have the Know Your Magic deck, the Kim deck, it's card number 41. It's the heart chakra. And this is the place that I want you guys to come from at this particular time. And really, really, if you focus your energy, because energy is a little crazy right now, and it's a lot of distractions going on out there, and a lot of distractions around you. Because so many times in our lives, you know, I was just watching a documentary on this, how we were taught to be in the place of distraction. And we're also taught to stay in misery. And so there's a lot of individuals, a lot of people, for whatever it is in their path work, they don't want to come out of that, and they don't want to see you come out of that. So they definitely try to create these things of distraction to really pull you in. And it's a good balance to have that around you, because for those of us who can stay focused and do our work, we won't find these distractions. This is a potent time for giving, for the giving of the offset of negative energy. So you're going to see negative energy a lot, because this is the time for it. This is really the time for it. And some of you may even find your energy just really going all over the place and really kind of hard to kind of calm yourself down. And so these are some of the things to begin to work with, you know. It's time, because it's a lot of bipolar activity going on. And as a result of it, you will start to see this bipolar come up a lot. In fact, a lot of people have emailed this week, and they have begun to even say, oh, you know, my cousin or my nephew or my friend or my this person has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, because it's a lot of this. But remember, the only place you can begin to get your balance is from your heart. So tonight, it's about coming from that place of your heart. You know, our ancient ancestors coming out of ancient Egypt, they recognized how important the heart was. The heart and also the mind. They recognized the important role that the heart and the mind both played in this reality, and also realities after here. Because both of these are portals and gateways for you to begin to cross yourself over into that other spiritual realm. And as we get ourselves closer to the end of this month, you know, October is very significant. And one of the things that I've said, and this was confirmed also by Brother Bobby Hemmett and many others as well too, is that that veil, they believe in the month of October that the veil between the spirit world and the physical world is very thin. I contest that there is no longer a veil. There is no veil. If you've seen the video that I put up on Facebook about a photographer that took a picture, and I believe the pictures were taken in the 70s or the 80s, they took a picture of the street. And in the street, they seen the soldiers from World War II, their ghost bodies in these photos from where they were. And that's because there is no veil. So some of you in the chat room are saying that you actually believe you can see zombies, or what you would call zombies, or lots of people have been writing saying their children have been seeing spirits themselves. They have been seeing spirits. It's because there is no veil. There is absolutely no veil. And because the veil has left, it's a lot of bipolar disorder going on. So when we talked about this energy of the pole shifting, it's not so much that somebody who was good would now be bad and bad would be good. See, that's still that religious mindset that makes you think that. That's not a pole shift. Because what is truly in your heart always is going to trump, and it's always going to rule. It doesn't matter. So I don't get to see you as this horrible individual, and then all of a sudden the poles shift and you start to be nice, and that's truly the essence of who you are. In fact, that's the side effect of the bipolar disorder. It is that pretending, you see. And that pretending comes through in many different ways. It comes through dreams. It comes through visions. It comes through in the physical reality. It comes through in the spiritual reality. It comes through many different modalities. Remember, the mind is able to create whatever you want. I was talking to a sister in chat on Facebook the other day in between sessions, and she was talking to me about working with her pendulum. I think working with your pendulum is excellent to a point. But the pendulum still enters into that realm of tapping what's in the conscious mind. And what I've seen a lot is that it becomes flawed to some degree. It's a great tool, but we need to begin to rely on many different things. Many different things, because you can move your energy with your heart, and you can also move your energy with your mind. And so when we begin to start talking about moving energy, when it comes to moving things like pendulums and different things like that, you're moving energy. But ask the question, are you moving it with your heart or are you moving it with your mind? Because both of them are capable of moving energy. So tonight is really going to be about getting into that balance and coming from that position of the heart. And so I'm excited about our show tonight. We've got a lot of things to cover. Lots of things to cover. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Welcome to the remix, everyone. What we're going to do now is we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And then when we come back, we're going to continue to get into the share tonight. Lots of things. We're going to dance a little bit. So I want you guys to get up. I want you to get yourself in position so you can get ready to dance. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the remix. And is the number to call for the remix, you guys, because we will be taking calls a little later. Here's a little bit of Baby Blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So here we go. Here we go.
Where he laid his hat was his home. And Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just wanted me to say.
Yes, that was The Temptations, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and definitely a throwback for you guys, definitely some good vibrations. I'm sure that on some level, all of us can relate to either the era of that music, either your parents, your grandparents, relate to the music of that song. The reason I picked that particular song for us to really begin to get into the energy of the show, what's blocking your prosperity, is because during the time when that show was coming out, it was some pretty hard times that was going on. And so even hence the song where they talk about Papa, Papa was doing exactly what he needed to do to try to take care of his family and also still try to maintain a life that had some sort of substance and really ease himself up off a lot of the pain and the pressure that Papa was feeling. And then, you know, even as the song continues to go on, when Papa left, they said all that he left us was alone. That was it. There was nothing left. He left them alone. So now, yes, the pain does run very deep in that song. And it really talks about it, even though we can dance to the music, and it really just makes us smile to begin to move around But one of the things that we definitely can feel in that is the music of knowing what it felt like to just really be in the midst of a lot of different things that are going on in your life, you can still find joy. So we're going to start out and get right to it. Yes, Esther. We're going to start out and get right to it. And we're going to talk about what's blocking your prosperity. Now, I realize that that's sort of a catchy title for some of you, and it's also kind of challenging for some of you as well, because I want to begin to talk about what is prosperity, because we have so many different definitions about what prosperity is. I want us to begin to take a look at this as we move through the show tonight and talk about what is blocking your prosperity. And for you guys who are out there, I want you, particularly the chat room, we'll use you guys, and the rest of you, channel your thoughts into the chat room so that they can come up. But I want to hear, what is your definition of prosperity? What is prosperity to you? I want to hear what you guys are thinking about when you think of the word prosperity. What does it mean to you? So let me hear what some of you guys out here have to say, and then we're going to start to break this word down and really begin to understand it. Money, someone said prosperity is money to them. I told my friend, I don't want to hear what you told, I told my friend, pray for prosperity and not money, and he said I was crazy. Okay, so what is prosperity to you? Having a limitless supply, emotions, someone says, abundance without limits, success. Prosperity means to have all you need and want in life, being in line with a positive flow, love, oh, that's something else, love, abundance, responsibility. Are y'all telling Miss Blue the truth? Do I need to really kind of go in my little records here? Respect, success in all areas of your life. A very honest answer. Someone said, I don't know for real. Okay, that's honest. Having the Midas touch. Spiritual and physical gifts, multidimensional. Moving people with love is prosperity, and progression in every part of your life. Someone said being emotionally stable, and I want everyone to to love each other. Beautiful. Family. Okay, so I think it's fair to say that we, even though we all have these definitions about prosperity, health, love, joy, we have all of these different things, happiness, they all just worry-free, just to be in this energy of prosperity. So how many of you, and I want this to be honest, and I want you to just put a heart in the room, how many of you truly recognize that you have your prosperity exactly where you want it to be? Put a heart in the room. If you have your prosperity exactly where you want it to be, there's nothing else that you're aspiring to get. You don't feel like anything is blocked. You don't feel like the flow is not there. You don't feel like anything is out of sync in your life. You have it. It's all there. Okay? Very good. I'm going to call your name out. Can I? So, Betty, Yolisa, Kalimar, Davina, you guys have it. You guys have it. You have your prosperity. Well, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm going to be talking to those of us that still have some areas of our lives that we really want to begin to get prosperity into this place of balance. And I want to talk to you about prosperity so you can begin to to really kind of take a look at this word and see that prosperity is, when we start to think about it, it comes from many different angles. If we start to look at this in the place of coming from the place of the Bible, this is what they call the land of milk and honey. The other place that we begin to start to look about prosperity is, believe it or not, welfare and prosperity are connected to each other, and not out of any kind of accident. Welfare and prosperity are very much connected to each other. In fact, in many of the dictionary definitions, they will tell you that welfare is there first. This is even why that enduring term that they use, that so many of us cringe with, we can't even begin to see the word welfare in any other way, because they have connected welfare with prosperity, particularly for those of us, not even just living in the West, those of us living on the planet at this particular time. That's why they called it welfare. Welfare means happiness or prosperity. But I'll ask you, if you ever knew anyone, or you yourself, you've been on welfare. Did you have happiness? Did you have prosperity? Or maybe that word prosperity that we've given so much energy to is not actually what it is we're actually going after. Maybe that's the deal, that prosperity and welfare are so closely connected with each other. We have invested so much energy in this life of obtaining things, to even the point of becoming conscious. A lot of people have come to me and thinking that becoming conscious is just about getting what you want. And that's simply not the case. That does not make you, or it doesn't put you in a place of having prosperity because you're conscious. Now, you can tell yourself that, but when you start to look at those components about, do you have happiness? You know, are you learning? Are you growing? Are you able to continue to move yourself forward? Or are you switching this word prosperity for the word that so many want to say but will not say, which is just money to do what they want to do? Because this has been the circle jerk or the trick for many people. And they've done many things just to really get to this plateau, to be able to say, I got the house, I got the car, I got the boy, I got the girl, you know, I'm living the life. I'm eating this way, I'm doing this way, I'm dressing this way, I'm going this way, I'm doing that. Look at me. Look at what I got. So much of this is for that reason, that we're chasing this thing called prosperity. But is it really prosperity? And it's even come to the point where spiritual gifts have been thrown into that bucket of prosperity. Oh, I can astral travel. Oh, I can do this now. Oh, I can see colors. Oh, I can do this. Or I can tell fortunes. Or I can do readings. Or I can do this. And I can do that. And somehow, that becomes that. So whether it's rapping, whether it's drawing, whether it's coloring, whether it's making paper airplanes, all of these things have taken this place of what we call prosperity. One thing is for sure, is that you get to have it your way. That's the great thing. Everybody here has free will, and we're all able to go after those things. But at the end of the day, you're still going to be left with the question, the greatest question that all of us is left for, is knowing thyself. And do you truly know who you are? At one particular time, I remember, and this was something that comes back to mind, is if I had to label myself as being an extrovert or introvert, what would I consider myself to be? Would I be considered an extrovert? As most people think, Miss Blue is an extrovert. She talks, she expresses herself, she says things, but I'm not. I'm really an introvert. And I'm introverted by choice, because my whole purpose of really began is to move these things inside and really begin to get into me and begin to understand who I am. So it is never the longing for wanting things or even attributes. It's about the understanding. The way to see prosperity, or the way that we see prosperity, is causing us to undermine our own integrity. I'm not talking about integrity according to the world standard. I'm talking about your own integrity. And so many people have compromised so much of themselves. This is why the bipolar disorders are coming up. And I'm not even talking about those who've been diagnosed bipolar, because I'm not a medical doctor. I'm talking about the way that we behave, our actions, and things that we do. This is why we would do anything for a thing. There are some people that says, I'll do anything for my man, or I'll do anything for my woman, or I'll do anything for my family. And on some level, that's true. But on other levels, we have to begin to start looking at what is it that we're causing prosperity. Because here's the thing. When we start to make these sort of compromise, and we compromise and we sort of undermine our own integrity, it takes us out of our energy. It takes us out of our flow. It takes us out of our rhythm. We know that everything that you have that you need to sustain yourself is within yourself. But when we start to compromise those things that have to do with us, it causes our energy to become stagnant. The first thing that we look to do is suppress any emotions that we have, and we suppress them doing many things. Some people use drugs. Some people use alcohol. Some people use work. Some people use physical exercise. Some people use their craft, like maybe singing, rapping, dancing. We use anything that we can do to suppress our feelings. Some people use food. Some people use dairy. Some people use abuse. Yeah, alcohol. But we suppress these feelings and these emotions, and what happens is they become stagnant inside our energy body centers, and it causes our flow to get thrown completely off. When your flow is off, current cannot move through you. Energy cannot move through you. You cannot stay in that energy. You cannot find your divine blueprint. You can't find it. So it doesn't mean you won't be able to function, because you're going to function. But you're going to be off. So it may be a relationship off in your life. It may be your finances off in your life. It may be your health that's off in your life. It may be your mental stability that's off in your life. These things are going to be off. These rhythms, these flows are not going to flow correctly for you. We are so concerned about how we want others to perceive us that, again, the compromise comes in because we don't want anyone to know that we're facing any kind of challenges and that we're going through anything. The saying, never let them see you sweat. But in fact, we know that if you do not get sweat out of your lymphatic system in the body, toxins begin to build up. Disease begins to set in. The body becomes uneased. So this is about us making sure our perception is right and whether that perception has anything to do with this perception of who we think we are, because that's all it's about, or who we're trying to become. That we don't take enough time to really sit and begin to learn our own rhythm, our own flow. We don't take enough time to really begin to get into and to understand what is prosperity for us. So someone said to me, you know, Ms. Blue, that's real easy to say. But when you don't have no money, and when you don't have no job, and when you're basically to the place where you're about to get put out, you don't have anywhere to stay, and you don't have anywhere to go, then what do? The first thing that you must do is recognize that where you are is where you brought yourself. You have to take that responsibility for understanding that you are very active in your own life. Responsibility is about how you respond. The good thing is, if you're in that place, we know that things travel on this planet throughout cycles. And we know that it is only a cycle. And so this is the time to prepare yourself so that when this cycle changes, it has a little bit to do with the laws of attraction. But I'll tell you something. The laws of attraction are not as powerful as we think they are. So does it start out with thoughts? And thoughts do become things. They truly do. But these are even about things you don't even recognize that you're thinking. The most powerful thought there is the one you don't even know that you're thinking. That's the powerful thought. Hell, if I know what I'm thinking, I can easily change what I'm thinking. I mean, how hard is that? I'm thinking I'm sad, I just think I'm glad. But that's not enough. You understand? That's not enough. And I say that in all honesty from myself and also from others that I've worked with. That's not enough to know what you think you're thinking. Because, again, you're working with your mind. We are always attracting something. But that attraction doesn't necessarily come from just your thoughts. That attraction, if we want to call it that word, and we can use this word, it comes from that energy that also sets up in our body when we are trying to suppress our emotions. Your emotions is what is makes this hologram. Your emotions sends out these signals and these vibrations. Your first layer, yes, your aura. It is your emotion. This is why I have never bought into the concept that there was such a thing as low emotions. There is no such thing as a low emotion. It doesn't exist. If you are pissed off, if you are upset, you are better off being pissed and being upset than trying to suppress that emotion. Let me tell you why you know your thoughts don't work. Because some of you out there, and not you guys here, but some of you out there think about being prosperous all day long, but yet your ass is broke as hell. That's how you know it don't work. You know that that's not the laws of attraction, because if it was, you would be rich by now. So we know that don't work. I want to be rich. I want to be rich. I want to have money. I want to have money. I want to have money. That doesn't work. If that's the case, why haven't you attracted it? It's not about thinking about it. Does your thought play a very intricate portal in this? Yes, it does. It's very important because we know what is also in the mind. But we're trying to go to a level that takes you far, far past just what the conscious mind is thinking and really tap into those things that truly lie within your heart and those things that truly, truly lie within the essence of who you are. So what is actually blocking you? It is your prosperity, your idea of what you feel prosperity truly is. And then someone in the chat room, and I can appreciate this saying, but I want to talk about it for a minute. And they said, I learned to live without any money. I want to learn to live without any money. Why? Do you want to learn to live without any air? Anytime you say you want to learn to live without money, then what you're contesting to is that you're not good enough to get it, so therefore you don't want it. Let me tell you a story once about a family member of mine. They came to visit me for a while. And one of the things that they struggled with, because their family really did not have the money to support them and to buy them certain things. So I took them into the store and I told them that you can have absolutely anything you want in this store. Just pick it out. Any kind of shoe that's in here, any kind of tennis shoes that's in here, any sneaker, anything that you want, you can have it. I walked away, came back about 20 minutes later, and he picked up some $19 tennis shoes. So I said, is that what you really want? And he said, yes. Yes, that's what I want. I said, you sure? Because you can have anything. Even the sales guy was like, man, these new Jordans. Man, these new Gucci's. Man, these new shoes. Man, you can get this. You can get this. No, this is what I want. So I bought them for him, the $20 sneakers. And it wasn't about how much the sneakers cost, but I knew and I understood how powerful the mind is. And we know this, that you can tell yourself something so many times till you start to believe it. But we also know that your beliefs can only take you so far. And beliefs are things that other people give you. What you know is what you've lived. So there is a big difference between what I believe and what I know. So he believed that these $20 sneakers is what he wanted. He didn't know it, but he believed it. Because there was a time that he had to tell himself that this was all he was worthy of. I don't want you to lose the point of this story. It has absolutely nothing to do with whether the sneakers were $20 or whether they cost $120. The fact of the matter is, he believed, because this is what he was told by his environment, where he lived, and people who were around him, that this is what you need to have. This is good for you. This is the best thing. And those people, all those people over there wearing those $120 shoes, they're being tricked because these are the shoes you want to get. So he wore the shoes, and he wore them proud for a while until he started going to school and he started seeing other shoes and he started talking to other kids about their shoes, and they started telling him about different shoes, and he came back and he said, you know what, next time we go to the store, I think I'm going to get another pair of shoes. So we went back, and this time, you guessed it, he wanted those $120 shoes. So I got it for him. So he got those $120 shoes, and he felt like he was on top of the world. I said, how do you feel? Oh, I'm loving these shoes. Oh, wow, I never knew shoes could feel this good. I never knew they could be so good. I never knew that there were other shoes out there. I guess I just kind of made it up in my mind that these $20 shoes is all I want, but I got these shoes now. And after about a week, I sat him down and I said, tell me about when you got those first pair of $20 shoes. He said, I love them. I kept them clean. I didn't let nobody step on them. They were my best pair of shoes. I said, now tell me what you did when you got the $120 shoes. He said, I'm keeping them clean. And he caught himself. And I'm not letting anybody step on them. So I share that story with you guys so you can see that did anything really change, or did the consciousness just shift from these $20 shoes over to the $120 shoes? And really in between there was no substance. It was the same experience. Same thing. The way he felt about the $20 shoes and later how he felt about the $120 shoes was the same thing. So I want to ask you in your life, whether it's shoes or whether it's different stages in your life, whether it's different relationships in your life, whether it's different places you've lived in your life that we've attached this word of prosperity and being prosperous in, that when you begin to go to these different places, do you find that you're doing the same thing over, only to come right back to where you are? The only difference is that this fix that you need just becomes greater and greater and greater. It's almost like getting high for the first time. It's going to take more that next time to get you high again. And then the next time it's got to be a little bit higher. And then the next time it's got to go a little higher. This is the circle jerk. This is the insanity. This thing of prosperity, whether we want to consider it just to be things that are just about our family and our friends and just about this, just this quest of what we're thinking perfection is, or what we're thinking it is to keep us out of the way, and I get it, of pain and harm. We don't want to go through any of that. In our society, in our lives, and almost about most of us, we are taught how to move through pain, not how to avoid it. We don't get taught how to avoid pain. We get taught how to move through pain. No pain, no gain. We're taught that. You must feel the pain. And as a result of it, then we try to do everything to suppress it, and we somehow think that we're less than spiritual if we feel anything that remotely reminds us that we are a human living on this planet. And all of that is blocking all of that divine flow that is flowing through us. And as a result of it, and I can tell you guys, because I've done what would be equivalent to readings to people in what we would call everyday people. We're everyday people. And I've also done it for conscious people. And boy, us conscious folks, we got more damn pain than any person in real life I've ever spoke to. So somewhere this equation has gone wrong. This equation has gone wrong. More relationship problems, more abuse problems, more children problems, all of the human shit that we say we want to get out of, we have more of that here than we do in the regular world. They don't even let that impact them to that degree or to that level. And it's all because of how we started to see this as prosperity. We talk about how to get into our spiritual essence of things, but yet we've let this thing of our mind become so external that we, some of us, can't go a day without posting shit on Facebook and Twitter. It would literally kill us. We can't go a day without telling somebody what we think and what we feel and what we know to be true. We can't go a day with pushing our views on other people. But we're supposed to be the internal people. We're supposed to be the ones who can go within. Right? We're supposed to be the ones who go within. But every time I turn around, I'm seeing more and more external. Everywhere I go, bombarded with external shit. Everything is external. We say it's sacred, but it's not. When was the last time you had a conversation with a friend about something that was close to your heart? And next thing you know, it becomes a headline on Facebook. We've become so sacred that the only thing is sacred is the world, and we're only interested in expressing it to the external world. Expressing it to the external. That's what's sacred, is what is external. So tonight, this challenge about prosperity. It's really to begin to examine what that really is for you. What that really is for you on an internal level. What is prosperity for you? And to begin to really look at it at a holistic level, mental, physical, and spiritual, begin to look at it on all three levels and to see where that is for you. You want to create universal wealth? You get to do that. You get to do that. You get to have it. It's your birthright. No one should be struggling. No one should be struggling at all. We have so much that is within us. A lot of it comes from past lives. A lot of it comes from here. That truly, one of the things that I really love about doing the readings and the sessions, and particularly the past lives, is so that we can begin to understand that we are certainly greater than just who we are at this moment. And the only thing, when you start to think about it, that begins to make you feel bad or to make you feel sad or to bring your energy down is one or two things. And I guarantee you all of them live externally outside of yourself. It's about who you think you are or who you think you should be. How could that ever be a conflict? How could that ever be a conflict? Who you think you are or who you think you should be. This is the only thing that has the ability to take away your energy and to make you feel sad or to flow your energy out of balance. And the key to it is this: who you think you are and who you think you should be, and you're not being either one of them. You're not being who you think you should be, and you're not being who you think you ought to be. You're not doing either one of them. Who you are or who you think you should be, you're not. So that phrase, and this is why it has made billions, if not trillions of dollars, because this is one of the hardest things that we feel on the planet is to just do it. How many times have you guys heard people call in and we've done a session and we have talked about it? And I say, just do it. You have to decide. Just do it. But we don't want to. Because it's easier to stay in that place, to stay in that pain, to say it's because of mama, to say it's because of daddy, to say it's because of your ex, to say it's because of your children, to say it's because of the betrayal, to say it's because of the rape, to say it's because of the hate, to say it's because of where you live, to say it's because of what you can't do, to say it's because of the world, that you cannot be you. When you look at the external world, it reminds you of how you're not good enough. That you're not good enough. Anytime you begin to look at the world, it will show the reflection, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You can't blame yourself because you're too busy deciding on who you want to be. So there's no accountability to you. It's got to be somebody else's fault because you don't even know who the hell you want to be. You don't know who you want to be, so it's not your fault. It's got to be it's got to be somebody else's fault. I'm laughing at you guys. The Invisible Woman or The Invisible Man. That's it. That's who it is. There are life lessons that we came here to learn. But since when did one lesson determine whether or not you passed a class? All of us have been in school. If you fail one lesson, where is it written that you can't pass the class? Where is it written that you just get an F? Where is it written that you just gonna play hooky and never go back because you just didn't pass one lesson? Come on now. You know some of y'all flunked the grade and still got passed on to the next grade. You know it. You know you failed in tests and still passed. You can fail a test. It's not about having a perfect life, or is it? Or is it about recognizing that your life is perfect? It's perfect. It is exact. It's exactly what it needs to be, and it's perfect. That's a thought, and that's what I want everybody to think right now. My life is perfect. Say it with me. My life is perfect, and I am responsible for exactly everything that is happening to me now because my life is perfect. But that scares you. It scares you to say my life is perfect because that means that you have to take responsibility for what is going on. And you know that responsibility is not about actions, but it's about how you are responding to what is going on in your life. Can you respond? Can you respond? So let's switch this a little bit because we're going to talk about some feng shui. We got a lot of things to go through. And I want to talk about feng shui. And I want you to begin to take a look at your life. And look at your space. I don't care how big that space is. It may be a room. It may be a shoebox. It may be a side of a bed. And I want you to begin to just look at things in your sacred space. And I want you to think about all of those things in your sacred space. And I want you to think about the things that you're hoarding. Because I know we got some hoarders out here. And I know you guys have seen the television show Hoarders. And I know we got some hoarders in here. I've been doing readings, and you know I can see inside your sacred space. And I see the hoarders. And I'm loving you guys who are taking responsibility for everything. Yes, yes, yes. You're going to plead the fifth? When you're hoarding things, and the reason I really love the principles of understanding the magical principles of feng shui is because this is really going to give you insight so you can see. Because your sacred space is going to speak for those things that is happening in your life at this particular time. If you're hoarding all of these things, you can't receive anything until you eliminate some of those things in your house at this time. Shoes you don't wear, old clothes, cans and cans of food that you know you're not going to eat. If you haven't, by the way, and you're new to listening and you haven't heard the feng shui shows I've done, you need to go back and definitely listen to it. This is the harvest time of the year. It's time for you to go through your closet, give it to a shelter, go give it to the homeless people. You need to throw it in the trash. Because some of that is the only place it belongs is in the trash. You need to get rid of it. You need to get rid of it. Towels that are ripped, that are torn. You know, it's time to give these things up. because all of these things that is in there, all of these things are expressions about things inside of your mental mind that you're holding on to. So we can begin to use these principles of feng shui to show that as above, as below reflection that's happening within inside of you. So when you have a lot of things down on your floor in your house that don't belong there, these are things that are pulling your energy down. If you go back and you listen to some of the earlier shows of Feng Shui that I did, I even tell you how to do how to shape shift. And go into different objects, because you may have things left over from past relationships, or maybe friendships that have been strained, or maybe you were going through a particular time in your life and you purchased this couch, but every time you look at that couch, you know, you think about you and your man laying on that couch and y'all ain't together no more, and it drives you insane. If that is making your energy go down, then two things may need to happen. One, you might need to get rid of the damn couch altogether. Or two, I show you in that Feng Shui show how you can shape shift, go into the energy of the couch and energetically change the energy that's there, so that vibration can be lift and you can keep that. But there's going to be something, you know, brothers, you know, the sister who brought you that shirt, y'all ain't together no more, she ran off with your best friend, and every time you see that shirt hanging in your closet, you start to feel a certain kind of way, get rid of the shirt. Sisters, he brought you, you know, some Victoria's Secrets and sexy lingerie. You're not with him no more. What do you still got it for? Because every time you see it, it brings up these feelings, it brings up these emotions, and it sets your energy off a certain kind of way. You see, I recommend that you begin to get rid of these things. Give it away. If you feel that it is just something that you don't want to throw away, then give it away to a good cause. Give it away. You see, give these things away or change the energy, change the frequency. No, nothing is in your sacred space by accident. Absolutely everything there is connected with you on a physical, mental, and spiritual level. Those are the principles of feng shui. I'm going to give you an exercise now because I want you guys to begin to do some writing. Here are some colors I want you to do. If you don't have markers, I want you to get you some markers. Markers are always good. And so the colors that I want you to begin to use is going to be purple, red, and blue. These are the colors I want you to begin to write with. And yes, you can use colored pencils. You just want to use, it can even be ink. You know, they have a lot of gel pens. So you want to use this in purple, red, and blue. These are the colors that I want you to begin to use. And so what you can do with these particular colors, because all of these colors here really begins to open up the flow and open up the energy to begin to bring these things in, to open up prosperity, to open up wealth. This is a great time of the year, and we talked about this before, is to definitely go get you a wreath. You know, a wreath is that universal symbol of prosperity. And the wreath really just opens up that portal and gateway that helps energy flows itself in and helps energy to flow itself out. So you want to get a wreath because it begins to pull in that prosperity. It begins to pull in. So purple, red, and blue, it's amazing what happens when you open the door because all kinds of things can come in. And you want to put a wreath on your front door because it helps to keep the trash out. And even if the trash comes in, it will recognize itself as trash and you can immediately throw it out. And that works on all levels. That works on all levels. But you want to put a reef on your door. Particularly, you want to put a reef on your door, the door where lots of people begin to bring themselves in. So you want to begin to do that. Once you get your a reef and begin to put it on your door, and then you begin to, hold on a second, you guys, just trying to help somebody really quick. So you want to begin to put the reef on your door, and after you put the reef on your door, you want to begin to work with this energy. I took a piece of paper, and I gave this ritual out before, where you take a piece of paper and you begin to write on the piece of paper those wishes that you have for your family. And you can write them in purple, red, blue, and even gold. Gold is always a great color to use, too, particularly with feng shui. And then you want to tie a red or gold ribbon, staple it to the red or gold ribbon, and then you want to staple it upside down and hang it on your front entrance door. So you can get any kind of wreath. There are great cinnamon wreaths that are out. Yes, cinnamon and orange wreaths. That's what I have on my front door. I have a cinnamon wreath on my other door as well, too. You want to begin to work with that energy and put that up there to help just bring this energy in. For those of you who may not be used to or have worked with the feng shui principles, I want you to go back and just Google those shows through the archives, and you can begin to get into this energy of feng shui that really just shows you the modalities of how to work with feng shui in your sacred space. So that's going to be great for you to do. And then also get you a bamboo plant. This is really, really great to do. You want to get a bamboo plant, and you want to put that bamboo plant out there. This is the time to get ready for the gateway month that's coming up. And our gateway month is going to be in the month of November. This is the gateway month. This is Gateway Month. That's coming up in November. So you definitely want to make sure that you get things in place and begin to really work with this particular energy. And the bamboo plant, one of the things that the bamboo plant does is the fastest growing plant, or one of the fastest growing plants on the planet, and it absorbs negative energy. You know, plants, we have a very divine exchange. And, you know, Mr. Anderson of iGrowYouGrow.biz that always comes on the remix, and he's the official gardener for the remix. You can go back and you can definitely listen to all of those shows with him. But we have a divine exchange when it comes between our energy and plants. And the energy that we let off is the energy that plants pull in. So what we consider to be negative, the plants consider to be positive, and vice versa. So what we give off and we put out as negative energy, the plants begin to come in. So the bamboo plant is that plant that is definitely a plant. It takes very little water. And you definitely want to put it in one of your sacred spaces and put it there. And you can watch this bamboo plant begin to grow. It is the sign of prosperity. It is the sign of abundance. So now, we're going to get ready to do the spirit quest. And immediately after the spirit quest, immediately after we begin to do the spirit quest, we're going to go to the phone lines. So I want to open up the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And so that you can begin to get on the phone lines after we do this. I want to kind of just give you guys a little bit more of the insight on this spirit quest that we're going to be doing. Never before ever done. It is a spiritual quest that really just is going to begin to open you up and really get you back into that flow, that energy, that vibration, and really put you back into that place of prosperity, wealth, and abundance. Many of you sent emails in this week asking me, would I do a spirit quest? Because this was one of your areas of your life that you wanted to have more things open up so that you can begin to invest in yourself, which is the greatest investment you could ever make. And so that's what we're going to begin to do. Now, you will have time to get ready while I actually go through and begin to explain the quest. And this is one of the things that I would recommend, that you download this particular show and then begin to do the spirit quest at least twice a day. You want to do it in the morning, and then you also want to do it before you go to bed at night. This has nothing to do with trance, being in trance. It's nothing to do with meditation, even though I love those and I think we should be meditating every single day. You are fully awake. You are 100% engaged. And you are definitely 100% in. So I want you to begin to get yourself very, very comfortable and get relaxed. This particular spirit quest comes with a guarantee. And the guarantee to open up your portal of what real prosperity is, this is what it will be opening. It's going to open up what real prosperity is on all levels. And as you guys see, as this energy intensifies, more intense things are starting to come out, and I'm sure you can feel that around you. But I want you to begin to get yourself very centered so we can get ready to get into it. And so I'll be meeting you guys on the phone lines directly following this spirit quest. So we're going to get ready to begin to do this. Yes. Don't you love it? Don't you just love it? You can see it. I think you guys know how powerful this is going to be. And we can just really feel the energy and begin to just get into this place. The portals are beginning to open. And so this, I'm really, really excited. Give me one second, you guys, because it's like blog talk is tripping here. But that's all right. We're going to make it work. We're definitely going to make this work. Definitely. So just get yourself, you know, in the position where you're nice and comfortable and relaxed so that we can begin to get ready to go through this spirit quest here. I'm so excited. I am. And like I said, everyone who's done this particular spirit quest has been able to see immediate things for themselves right away, you guys. Just give me one second. Let's see. All right, Block, let's see. Give me one second, you guys. We're going to move through this. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm going to give out the phone number so you guys can see. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the remix. Glad that everyone could be here. Such an amazing night tonight. Just give me one second, you guys. Oh, wow. You know how they say too much? How does the song go? Too hot, baby. Too hot. Let's see, you guys. Give me one second. Oh, wow. I love it. So anyway, while we're waiting here and we're getting ourselves all set up to just continue this as we move ourselves along, one of the things that I want you to do in this vision quest is that you're going to bring something back. You know, anything. you're going to bring something back. So I want you to be taking note of what you are compelled to bring back with you. And, wow. Okay. Let's see. I need everybody to just send love and light. Send love and light. Can you guys still hear me okay? Put a heart in the room if you can hear me okay. For some reason, I'm not able to get into Blog Talk, but it's all good. We got everybody riding on this. We know the energy is high. They don't want this one out, but it's coming out tonight. They don't want this one out, but it's coming out tonight regardless. All right, here we go. See how you guys sent that energy out? That worked right away. All right, so now, last instructions, you guys, is I want you to bring back something with you. I want you to really just trust your heart on this. Your free will bring back what you like, you know? So I want you to just really just engage yourself into this. It's going to be something of smell. This is going to be engaging. And one of the senses I want you to concentrate on is smell. You'll have them all here. You'll have the feelings. And everyone who's done this, they've been able to feel, smell, taste, hear, all of these things. But remember, this particular spirit quest that you're going on, it's going to be quite a few minutes, so I want you to get yourself in a nice, comfortable position. Remember, we are true warriors of knowing our magic, so there is no distraction from you that's going to pull you out of this. All right? So I want you to bring back something of smell. I'm not even going to give you any suggestions because I really want your free will to just guide you on what this is. What you'll be bringing back is going to help you in beginning to open up these portals. So it can be food, it can be perfume, it could be whatever. It's going to be that smell. 646-652-2711 is the number to call once you get ready to do the vision quest. And here we go, you guys. I'll see you on the flip side.
Peace and greetings. Hi, I'm Miss Blue. I want to give you just some instructions before we begin the Spirit Quest and tell you a little bit about what Spirit Quest is. Spirit Quest is this amazing tool that you can use every single day. In fact, I recommend that you use it twice a day. This is a spirit quest tool that you can begin to use to bring instant manifestation into your life now. So first, before we begin the spirit quest, let me tell you this. The spirit quest is going to be about 10 minutes. So you want to get yourself in a nice, comfortable place where you can be and just relax for about 10 minutes. And then, just for a few minutes afterwards. So, whether you're in the living room, you have a quiet place in your house, or just laying in your bedroom with the television and the phones cut off, just for those 10 minutes as we begin to get into the Spirit Quest. Let me tell you a little bit about what Spirit Quest is. Spirit Quest, like I said, is an instant tool for manifestation. And this spirit quest is all about wealth, abundance, and prosperity. And so, spirit quest was something that was divinely given to me. I work so much inside of the records. And one of the things that I love working with is emotions, feelings, and manifestation. In fact, a big part of my work is really to assist you and helping you to bring about manifestations in your life. This was something divinely given to me through a channel from Spirit. There are so many of us at this particular time that have somehow gotten ourselves up out of our vibrational patterns that are naturally for us. I want you to begin to think of it this way. When you look outside and you look up at the sky, and the sky is nice and blue, and the clouds are nice and fluffy and white. That same energy that causes the clouds to float across the sky, that's the same energy moving within you. In fact, this energy moves with everything that is living and breathing on the planet. Take, for instance, when you start to look at a tree. A tree has a certain vibration, a certain frequency that allows it to stay in the natural energy and flow of a tree. This is why a tree does not grow to be a car. And a car, even something that is not breathing, has its own frequency and vibration, so that when we begin to recognize or see a car, we can tell the difference between a car and we can tell the difference between a tree. So there are certain energies and frequencies that come together that make things what they are. And you have your very own divine frequency as well. And despite what this crazy world might have told you, or despite what time you're in at this particular time, that is full with wealth, abundance, and prosperity. It's a part of your birthright. What happens is, as we begin to engage ourselves with other energies, so whether that's our environment we live in, people who are around us, maybe people on our job, people that we meet, relationships that we have with many different things, our energy, our vibration begins to come together and becomes one. A lot of times what happens is sometimes just because of our emotional things that we deal with, and emotions play a very key role in spirit quest, because this is the key component for activating all of this energetic energy that encompasses you, getting you back into your frequency, into your divine blueprint, so that you can begin to instantly connect yourself back with wealth, back with prosperity, and back with abundance. Even if it's something you haven't seen in this lifetime, it still will work for you. It is your birthright. So when we get off track a little bit, or our frequency is not in alignment, this is a tool that you can begin to use to bring this frequency back where it needs to be. And Spirit has really given me the opportunity so that I can help you align yourself back with your own divine blueprint. Your divine blueprint that helps you to begin to remap and rewire those channels of abundance, prosperity, and wealth. So, we're going to get ready to get into the spirit quest in just a moment. So, get yourself nice and relaxed. Here's the thing. There's going to be a couple of things you need to bring with you as you begin to do the spirit quest. I want you to bring all of your emotions, all of your feelings, all of your fantasy, and everything that you can imagine. All right, so now we're going to begin. The first thing that I want you to do is to begin to close your eyes and follow the sound of my voice. That's required. This is going to take you right into the spirit quest. Close your eyes and just relax. You can begin to feel all across your forehead, just relaxing. Your face is relaxing. Your head is relaxing. Your eyes are relaxing. And the energy is just moving itself all the way down, down towards your chin and your neck and your shoulders. That's it. You're relaxing. You're becoming more and more relaxed. You're opening up. Your throat is opening up. It's letting go all of the held in energy, and you can feel the coolness of the energy beginning to flow all through your throat and your chest. That your chest is releasing and relaxing, and it's opening up. It's opening up, and you can begin to feel the joy of the energy coming in. You can feel your emotions rising and rising as it continuously moves down through all of your midsection of your body, right around, right above your belly button, right there. You can feel this releasing and opening up. Excellent. You're wide awake. You are not asleep. This is not dreaming. This is not meditation. You are focusing your attention, opening up all of your centers, all of your energy, so that abundance and wealth and joy can begin to realign itself with all of your divine patterns within. So now, the lower half of your body is opening up, and right below your belly button, you can feel an instant release that is coming upon you. This release is coming through more and more, and you're becoming more and more relaxed as it travels all the way down your legs and through your thighs and through your feet into the bottom of the soles of your feet. You can feel the release coming in. Now, the energy begins to move itself all the way back up, 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 and now the energy is in your head. You feel it there. You feel it. You can feel everything is nice and released. It is released. Now, I want you to look ahead, because right ahead, you begin to see a flow of energy. This flow of energy looks like clouds coming towards you with all of the colors, red, blue, green, yellow, violet, gold, purple, pink, orange, all of the colors merge together. That's it. Walk towards it. And I want you to begin to get yourself into the energy. And with each step that you take into this mist, into this fog of color, you begin to feel the energy coming within. It feels natural. It's very relaxing. Allow this energy to flow into your mind, into your head. It's in there. Now, you look ahead, and everything is clear, and you can feel the joy as it begins to move and flow through your body. And so you can feel it. You can feel it. Now, I want you to hold your hands out. I want you to hold your hands out. Stay in this place. Stay with your eyes closed. And inside you have this letter. This letter. This letter is for you. And as you begin to open up this letter and pull it out, there. There. Look. It's yours. It's your check. It's your abundance. And it's all yours. How does it feel? How does it feel? Get into the energy. Allow it to come in. Knowing that all of this money, all of this is in your bank account. All of this abundance, all of this joy is there. You have your security. You have your safety. This is your stability, a natural flow of income. It's all yours. It's there for you. All of this abundance, all of this wealth. Now, I want you to begin to think about all of the things that you will begin to do now that you have it. It is yours. The wealth is yours. The money is yours. No more lacking. All is yours. Everywhere you go, every opportunity that is presenting itself to you is all about abundance and wealth. It doesn't matter. If you go to work, there is abundance waiting for you. If you come home, there is abundance waiting for you in the mail. Unexpected things are coming in your life, all due to the fact that you have opened yourself up, rewrote this promise, rewrote, re-scripted this vision, this divine blueprint, and your abundance and wealth and prosperity that lies within your energy. You are one with it, and it is one with you. So everything that you've desired, no matter what it is, you can have. It's yours. Not tomorrow. Not 5 years from now, not 10 years from now, but now. It doesn't matter where you go, abundance and wealth is there. Anything that you focus your attention on, any project that you get involved in, anywhere that you speak, this divine exchange is coming in. Multiple streams, multiple flows, multiple places. It's all there. The wealth, the traveling, the stability, the security. You are safe. Feel. Feel the joy. Feel the joy. Feel the joy. It's yours. The wealth is yours. What are you going to get next? Where are you going to get next? What are you going to do next? That's it. No more worries. No more woes. Wealth is yours. It is there. It's in your divine blueprint. Everywhere you go, everywhere you show up, it brings wealth to those that is around you. They are connecting with you because you carry this light, this energy. It is in your spirit. It is connected with your divine quest for who you are and what you're here to do. Take a moment. I want you to begin to get into that place. I want you to begin to walk through the doors of your living sacred space and see what your divine wealth has brought to you. That's it. Feel the joy, feel the happiness, feel the energy, feel it. Know that the ancestors, that the divine, they are all here supporting you, guiding you every step of the way with your wealth and your abundance. Look at your bank accounts, look in your wallet, look in your purse. Go look on your dresser. Everywhere you go, abundance and wealth is with you. It is there. It is engraved in your soul. It is now a part of your rightful place in this divine universe as you continue to walk your path and walk in this energy and carry this light within your spirit. It's yours. It's all yours. It is all yours. As you begin to bring yourself back, as you begin to get ready to slowly open your eyes. I want you to take about 3 to 5 minutes so that you can now begin to just base and immerse yourself in with your new vibrational pattern. That is truly where your alignment is, because everything is back, and it's divine vibrational pattern with you.
All right, everyone. You're live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And we just finished doing the Divine Spiritual Quest for Prosperity. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and we can definitely go from there. I definitely want to hear what smell you guys brought back, and we can begin to do that. We can do that. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I see all the wonderful things you guys are writing in the chat room. So just take a moment. I want you to jot down particularly those smells. That's going to be important for you, because the smells are really the activators for these different portals. It really taps into that energy of the memory bank. And it also has a direct connection to the physical abilities of things that are going on. The pituitary gland mainly operates on smells. So different things, whatever it is, maybe you smell your mom's cookies, maybe the pies your mother used to make, or some cheap-ass Avon that you used to buy, or your mother used to buy, or your girl used to go. All of these things are triggers in the memory bank. And all of these things begin to activate this within you. So it's important that you really just hold on to those things of these smells to begin to bring this back online for you. So these are divinely things. It works hand in hand with the pineal gland. The pituitary gland and the pineal gland work hand in hand. And one of those portals that I found that have been very helpful for getting people in is really through smell. But these smells can also trigger things. Whatever smell you actually picked up while inside this meditation. And some of you said some was some donuts and coffee. You smelled all kinds of things. Whatever that smell is, this is really helping you to line up that energy. You got the masculine and the feminine, the pineal and the pituitary gland, these two coming together. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to be doing readings now, talking about what you brought back, what was going on. I see honey. I see candy. I see earth, wind, and fire, macaroni and cheese. I see the ocean. I see these things. Know that these triggers that you guys have brought back is tapping into that memory. Lemongrass, peach pie, all of these different smells. All of these smells is really what's going to be opening up this energy and locking it in. And I'm going to tell you as we continue to move through the session, how these smells are going to keep you in alignment with this energy. It's going to be important that you download this show, because I want you to work with this meditation. You can look at the minutes that we're at and begin to go back and go there. Yes, someone smelled iron, and that's not an unusual smell. Actually, there are certain things even in your body that will tell you that it's off of alignment that you need. Cinnamon rolls. People are smelling all kinds of things, mangoes, dark chocolate. Oh, my gosh, you guys, the smells, pumpkins, yes. All right, so we're going to go to the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Oh, my goodness, look at all of you on the phone line here. Let's see. Let's go to the phone line. calling in, it looks like, from area code Watermelon, Cotton Candy. Oh, my goodness. I can go on and on and on. Here we go. We're going to go to calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Griff from Atlanta.
Oh, greetings to you, Griff.
How you doing, Miss Blue?
I am wonderful, Griff. How are you?
I'm great. This was one of the most powerful vision quests ever. I really felt that check when I seen it. I really felt
Well, beautiful, beautiful. So tell me, what did you bring back? What did you bring back?
Well, I smelled rain. I smelled rain, and I could see my house. I could see my library. I want to create. I can see my doorway entrance into my house. The statues I would like to have in there. I just seen a lot of stuff that I've been creating in my mind that I want to see myself having. I really was thinking on the quest. And I really felt the energy. I felt the energy like really strong when you were saying about, you know, walking through the colors and then opening your hand. Your check or what have you. But yeah, I felt real strong. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. That's really, really beautiful. And know that the things that you're seeing, these are things that you already have. I want us to start taking a look and seeing what is blocking you what is blocking you from really just tapping into this energy and beginning to just move into this energy. And the things that I see with you, Griff, is, and I'm going to tell you how to begin to use the rain to begin to open up these different portals for you. But one of the things that I see with you is I see keys. And whenever I see keys or keys come up, it really has a lot to do with secrets being revealed, you know. This is about possibilities opening up. It's about new directions. It's about beginning. It's about success. And really just understanding that you have these things that you need at this particular time. And it really has to do with you unlocking those things within yourself that are sort of the secrets. And one of those things is that it's difficult sometimes for you to know exactly, and I'm sorry, let me get out of the chat room. It's difficult for you to begin to put your actions with your words. And this is where a lot of your struggles are, is putting the actions with the words. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. It's putting the actions with the words. So I'm going to give you some real practical things that you can begin to work on, and then I'm going to begin to tell you more a little bit about this block. The first thing that I want you to do is to know that how you can begin to open up this portal is through taking showers. So when you're in showers, I want you to imagine that this is just rain coming down on you, because this is exactly what Spirit is showing you, is that the rain is pouring on you, the rain is flowing on you, it's coming down on you. And really to begin to take these things about what you need to begin to take action on in your life, get a purple pen, a red pen, a blue pen, or a gold pen, and begin to write these things out. Because it has a lot to do with you and how you communicate your powers, you see, now is the time for you to really get into that place of concentration, of focus, of meditation, and don't take your next steps lightly, because you got some things that's coming up for you in your life, and this is the opportunity for you to get out of those cycles that you've been in before. So don't take these steps lightly. You got to really begin to start to look at things as they're coming up, that know that you really have that power to summon your spirit, to summon your courage, to come over some of these secrets that you have not revealed, that you know that if some of these things were to surface and these things were to come out, then it's not going to change what other people think of you, but what you think of yourself.
Okay.
You see? And really, 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 stop giving pearls to swine.
Wow. Yes.
Stop giving your pearls to swine. Stop doing it. Because it's throwing your energy off. It's taking you places you don't need to be. Stop giving your pearls to swine. Focus that energy, harness that energy, and take it within yourself. Because Spirit is saying now you have the keys to unlock your secrets, to reveal those things of prosperity within yourself. But what you're doing now is trying to take your key and put it in someone else's door. And it's not going to work.
Yes.
All right.
All right. All right. Thank you, Ms. Blue. I appreciate that. It's at home. And, I do that a lot.
Yes.
I'm trying to help everybody except me, seem like.
That's right. Stop being afraid to lose.
Yeah.
Stop being afraid to lose, period. Just stop being afraid to lose. Let go of that fear of losing. Let it go. Stop giving your pearls to swine. Stop it. Let them have it and continue to go on. Cleanse yourself. Wash yourself. Take a nice shower. One of the things that our ancient ancestors out of ancient Kemet used to do is they would align their chakras. And I found this out recently, even though this was a ritual I gave out almost 2 years ago. When you're in the shower, you're going to let the shower run on you, and then you're going to switch it to cold, turn yourself clockwise, and then turn yourself counterclockwise. This is really just helping you to align that energy even more within yourself, particularly when you begin to start your day. And just do it. Write yourself a thoughts and things list. Use those colors that we talked about to help empower you to move in that energy. And then after you have cleansed your chakras in the shower using hot and cold water, that's really just giving that balance. It really just helps to shock your chakras back into place. And it allows them to begin to spend their energy where it needs to come from. And then begin to just do it. Stop giving your pearls away. To swine. Stop putting your keys and doors that you know they don't fit. And begin to focus and harness that energy on yourself and summon that energy and go forward. All right?
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. Peace and love to you. And that's one of the things that's important, you guys. A lot of times what happens is when we truly begin to get into the energy of what we want, we say we want all of these things. We begin to move towards this energy to get these things. And then when we get, prosperity opens up for us in so many different ways. What happens is we forget what we say we were going to be committed to. It's time for you to keep those words. Keep those words that you've given to yourself. Those are the most sacred words. Do what you say you're going to do. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, my name is Herbert. Hello?
Yes, hello, Herbert.
I had a smell. It smelled like juniper berries.
Yeah. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like Herbert's call dropped. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. And, Herbert, I have your number there, so I'll be sure and make sure, Herbert, I get back in touch with you. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. you, Ann.
How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Okay. So I bought back bananas from the from the Spirit Quest, and some of the things that I like were releasing were just like old emotions and behavioral patterns that I found myself in. I guess, you know, doing the circle jerk. And I just wanted to sort of welcome those things of like happiness and I guess balance back into my life. So those were some of the things that I was like visualizing.
Okay. All right. So during the meditation, this is what you were able to begin to visualize for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And so, Anne, now you want to talk about where those blocks are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The first thing, Anne, that I want you to begin to start to think about is that a lot of where these blocks are for you has to do with you really, really being honest with yourself about where you are, being honest with yourself about where you are, and seeing a very clear vision. You haven't made a choice. You haven't decided what you want to do. And so, therefore, as a result of it, all of these things are coming up. They're things from the past. They're things from this time. They're things from that time. They're things from that's happening now. They're distorted things. There are all kinds of things that are going on. It's like almost just kind of going bananas. When I get in your energy, I see bananas being thrown all over the place. They're just going everywhere. I feel a strong sense of energy flowing out of what would be considered your root chakra. And that's not good, that you're losing energy in that particular area. But this has nothing to do with what your mama did, what your brother did, your sister did, your daddy did, people did on the job. It has nothing to do with that. It is about you making a decision. And you haven't decided what Anne wants. Everything else, I see it flowing in from the external. So what is it that you truly want?
I guess just to, like, be happy with myself.
And when you say, I guess, how come you don't know? And I say that just so you can see how far this has gone. Because when I ask you, what is it that Anne wants, you have to guess at it. You don't know. So this is why this is not going to work. This all started for you at a very young age. And at this particular age, this is where you began the people pleasing. So much so that you really don't know what substance holds Anne together. This started as young as 2 years old for you.
Wow.
So your assignment is to stop thinking who you want to be and who you need to be and connect with who you are. You're waiting. You're constantly waiting. But you don't know what you're waiting for. So there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Because where can you go if you don't know where to go? So as a result, you keep moving in the same circle. I just see you kind of going, like I said, kind of going bananas in a sense, really throwing these bananas up. this is requiring you at this time, Spirit is saying, to be in a place of complete stillness. It is nowhere for prosperity to go within you because you don't know where you are. It has to connect to the essence of you. I remember, Anne, of telling you a while ago to take yourself on a date. Do you remember when you called in? I don't even remember how long ago that was, but I told you to take yourself on a date, to learn how to date yourself, to learn how to begin to fall in love with you. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
I did.
And what happened?
I don't know. I just went to the mall and then I went to the park. It didn't really feel like a date.
It didn't feel like a date because you gave as much energy to that as you gave to anything else that didn't matter in your life. If you matter, then you have to start acting like you matter. You want other people to show you that reflection of what you want, then you have to take the time and stop moving everything outside of yourself and learn how to spend some time with you. Learn how to be okay with you. When I was going through one of the most terrible times in my life, that was the greatest lesson I learned. Learn how to be okay with you. Learn how to sit in the dark with you, and you can't sit with Anne, and therefore nobody else can either. So what Spirit is begging you to do is to learn how to love yourself. Learn how to begin to get into that. Begin to start getting into the color yellow. Wear that color. Wear that color. Get a green banana and then watch it turn yellow. Watch it turn. Watch it change because somehow you feel that you're not going to be able to change. And that's where a lot of your problem lies, is that you don't feel that all of this that you're doing, that this can change. So you have to do these things so you can see them physically change. A banana goes from green to yellow. The heart chakra and the solar plexus chakra, the two places that are really tied together, not only through organs and glands, but also through our emotions and through our feelings. So meditate with yourself. Spend some time with yourself.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Peace and love to you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello,
greetings, 805. Who's on the line, please? Okay, the call dropped. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 516. 516, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 561?
Oh, that's me again. That's Anne.
Oh, okay, Anne, hold the line. Thank you for that. Sorry. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 740. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, hi. My name's Tyler, and I'm from Ohio. And I was just watching your show, and I have to say it was very moving for me. I was the one that was smelling chocolate cake, actually.
Okay. All right, Tyler. Is this your first time listening?
Actually, yes, it is. And, you know, I have to say, you have a very, very positive energy about this show, and, you know, it just sended energy through my body straight down to my bones. Fucking dickhead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that did that for you, Tyler, and I'll make sure that all of that energy you got, you get it even more. You know, from where you're calling from there, what's that, 740-457-2307? Yeah, Tyler. Oh, the energy was just so strong tonight. You know, when you cut on the light, all kinds of things come running out. So that's to be expected. That is definitely to be expected. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 301, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello, Miss Blue.
Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Sean.
This is who?
This is Sean. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can. Greetings to you, Sean. Did
hey,
you get
how
a
you
chance
doing,
to... I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry. Just a little nervous right now, but I'm okay.
That's all right. Did you get a chance to do the meditation?
Yes, I did. I did, yeah.
Okay.
The first, before the meditation started, as you were kind of like getting us set for it, I started, I was in this ballroom. I was dancing with this woman. And I became like a midget. I know it sounded kind of strange. And then I like looked at myself, and then I kind of went into the meditation. But at first, I just kind of transformed into somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds weird, but no, that's what happened. And then you know,
where are you?
Where
are you calling from again?
I'm calling from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was just about to go to sleep too, so I said let me just hold on. So, as I did the meditation, I opened up this letter and the letter R was in it, like this cursive handwriting R.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized one thing that I really like my abundance that I was seeking wasn't really wealth. It's really just having a good time with my family and like laughing and joking.
Right.
You know, and that's what I really needed because, you know, the money's been tight. But I realized even when I'm with my kids at the park, we have a great time. You know, we're just like, you know, just laughing, just having the best time. So then I started like crying because I realized, gee, that's what I really need just to be with my family.
Yes. Beautiful.
You know?
And that's what it's about. It really is about abundance and prosperity and wealth. Because that means so many different things to all of us. That energy that is flowing through each one of us, that goes through all of us, is it shows up in many different manifestations. Money is just one, no more than air. But a lot of times we need something tangible to be able to put our mind to, you understand? Because sometimes we play these little games with ourselves. But when it comes time to really getting down to the heart of the matter, like you said, you can begin to see that really what it is you need is to spend that time with your family, because that is the most important thing.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Did you want to take a look at and let's see where the blocks are?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's
take a look at that.
Okay.
And tell me your name again, because I didn't know that.
My name is Sean, and we had a reading about 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah,
okay. Sean, yeah. Okay, Sean. Well, Sean, the first thing that comes up for you is loyalty.
Okay.
Loyalty. And I want you to think about, and I do remember you, Sean, I want you to think about loyalty, because that's one of the things that's been a little tricky for you. About where exactly does this loyalty lie with you?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Where is the loyalty? You know, this is what Spirit is saying, that you have to begin to look at those places where you're putting your true loyalty, because where you put your true loyalty is really what you're saying is where your heart is.
Okay, I mean,
really where
loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
I was
going to
say, like, loyalty for, like, just having, what, believing in myself and I can accomplish a goal, loyalty to my family, or wasting
loyalty.
Time.
Loyalty about really where your heart is, where your intentions lie, and where your heart is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is where loyalty is. And one of the things that Spirit is showing is that your loyalty has been wishy-washy.
Yeah.
It's been wishy-washy. You say your loyalty is here, but really your heart is somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now, if you really, truly want to tap into those things and begin, as you say, to move yourself into that place of where you can begin to have this love for yourself, your family, and those that you truly care about.
Mm-hmm.
And start to think about where you place your loyalty. Because where your loyalty is placed at right now, it's not going to get you very far.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You.
Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Lee. Good night.
All right. Good night. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
As well, Ms. Blue from Baltimore.
Okay. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Will.
Will, greetings to you, Will. Did you get a chance to do the spirit quest?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and what smell did you bring back, Will?
It was like a pumpkin spice scent.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. So tell us a little bit about this. The chat room is going crazy. They are insane. Are you in the chat room, Will?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you can see them. All right, so tell me a little bit more about it, about this quest for you. And
like, when I went into my space, it was like walking into like a king's dining room. Like, it was like a lot of fruit and stuff on the table, and vegetables, all types of things like that. And it was a great big chair behind the table, a lot of books on the wall, like a library.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful. Let's talk about where the blocks are. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here's one of the things that I want you to think about, because right now there are quite a few things that are going on in your life at this time. And instantly what Spirit is showing me is I actually see a hand, and this hand is reaching for some fruit.
Okay.
And so even though there are some things that you can do, that you can actually begin to make sort of some of these dreams that you want to come true very quickly. What Spirit is saying is that this is not the time to do it. You need to step back from the situation and you need to assess it better, because right now the timing is not completely there. And it's also some things that's going to require you to make some extreme sacrifices and take a risk. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes.
And this risk, you know, you're not willing that if it doesn't turn out right, you're not willing to pay the price for.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the time. It is going to work for you. I want you to know that. So hold fast, hold your faith. Do it the way that you need. Know there is no shortcut. Don't be tricked by something that glitter, that looks like gold, because it's not.
Right.
And honestly, what I see after this is I see bars. And whenever I see bars, I'm not talking about musical notes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, prison bars.
Right.
And so I'm so glad that you called in, because you are going to reach that level of success, and you will be able to do this. Not this way, and not with those risks. Don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. Hold fast to what's in your heart. It's your birthright. You're going to have it anyway, just not this way.
Right.
All right.
And, like, the whole thing is, you I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's like, you know, it's like I've been, it's a reason I've been procrastinating with it. It's like, you know, my heart is telling me, like, you know, you already know where you're at with it. But at
the same time,
it's like, you know, other influences are like, you know, you need to do this, we need to do that. But I know what I need to do, and I know how
I want
to do it.
That's right. And what? You brought back pumpkin. What I want you to do is, even if you go to the dollar store, even if you go to Walmart, I want you to get that pumpkin candle, and I want you to begin to work with that. That's the energy of creativity. Take it with you into meditation when you're doing visualization, and spirit is going to begin to open this up. Pumpkin is that energy, that essence of the pumpkin is actually going to that energy of the pumpkin is also transcendent of creativity and wealth. And then I want you to go buy you a real pumpkin. And what I want you to do is I want you to gut that pumpkin out. I want you to gut it out. I want you to take all the seeds out, and I want you to begin to bury those seeds. Decorate it, put different sigils on there. But you're going to gut that pumpkin out and take those seeds out. All of those seeds are those seeds of all of the things that's in your heart. I want you to take it out, and I want you to put it into the earth, and I want you to begin to just bury those seeds in the earth. Gut out the pumpkin. Work with the goddess Ma Wu. You're burying the seeds for prosperity of the future, because that's coming for you. And when it does, I want you to call us back, and I want you to let me know. All right?
Of course.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. And I want you to do that soon. So get that pumpkin, gut it out, take those seeds out and plant them, and do that. Yes. And hold true to what's in your heart. Don't be fooled by the glamour, the glitz. Don't be fooled. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace.
Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, it looks like. I don't know if we got this caller. 404, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace
and greetings. Who's on the Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Okay, greetings to you, Crystal. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Okay, greetings to you, Crystal, from Texas. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
I did it, but then not so much, because I kind of got comfortable and was in and out of sleep with it. So, but I've been on the line all night, so but I am smelling lavender vanilla.
Okay, Chris, so what can we do for you? What can we do for you, Crystal? What can Miss Blue do?
Oh, want to see what the blockages are.
Here's what I want you to do. I do want you to hold the line because two of the things, but I am going to give you something because I may not be able to get back to you. But here's something that's key, and I want you to hear me when I say this. What's blocking you is sleep.
Okay.
Exactly what you did. You went to sleep. There's things in your life that you don't want to face that you're going to sleep on. You're just pretending they don't exist. You're in and out of consciousness, and you're going to sleep on it. You have to stay awake.
Okay.
And this is how you're going to see where your blocks are. I'm going to come back to you, but I want to try to get the people who did the vision quest and was there. But I want you to know, go back and do it again. But that's where it is. It's
okay.
You're sleeping on things. You know how people say you slept on that? And you
right.
found you're reacting too slow to things. So I want you to
okay.
begin to think about how you're responding to things, how you're acting on things. How your movement is coming up. So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
All right. Line. Thanks. Peace and love.
Uh-huh. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 262. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name's Deja.
Okay. Can you please turn your computer speakers off? We're getting feedback.
All right. Hold on.
Deja?
Yes.
Yes, I still hear an echo. You have me on speakerphone?
No, my mom's turning it down. Is that good?
Let's see. No, I still hear it.
Okay.
Can you cut, if you're on the phone, cut the computer speaker off here.
It's probably the wind or whatever.
Okay.
Is that good?
It's a little better, but we're going to move through it, Deja. Okay. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
Not really, but it's like my mom, she had her awakening Scentsy on. So I thought that was a good relieving, relaxing smell to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it helped me relax a lot.
Okay. Well, beautiful. Well, I'm glad that you're relaxed. Did you just want to call and tell us about your mom's smell?
Yeah, and I wanted, like, a reading or whatever.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do, because you didn't do the vision quest. I'm going to come back to you. I want you to hold the line for me, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 772. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Cookie calling from Florida.
Okay, greetings to you, Cookie from Florida.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
The strongest scent that I did smell was like sawdust. You know how like you're doing construction and you can smell the sawdust?
Mm-hmm.
I smelled
that.
And while going in, like, I kind of felt, it was like warm feeling. I felt relaxed. And, like, I was actually healing people. Like, healing myself, help, like, as far as my health, and, like, other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense, but the strongest smell was, like, sawdust.
Was sawdust. You know, it's interesting that, it's interesting that you would say sawdust, but I want to talk about some of the things when it comes to your prosperity and where this energy lies within ourselves. And the main thing that comes up for you is focus. It's focus. It has a lot to do with focus. And we're going to talk about that energy of focus in just a moment, but I want to talk about this sawdust. Now, if you've ever seen sawdust, it almost leaves like a residue or a haze everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you can almost sometimes see your footprints in it when you're walking in sawdust. And it comes off of the element of wood. When you feel the wood. You know, that's where you get sawdust from, is when they're chopping or when they're cutting up the wood. Two things that I want to tell you that's going to be key for you, and this is going to be on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. Inside of your house, inside of your sacred space, you must dust.
Okay.
You must dust. Because this is the physical residue. I want you to take your finger and I want you to wipe it across a wood object in your house now and see if you see dust.
tell me if you can see dust. It's a very important season. I'm going to tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's where the sawdust is coming from. You get it? You saw dust. You saw dust.
Yeah.
The other side of that, of what I want to tell you, is sawdust is particles. They're pathogens. And when foreign pathogens get into our energy and into our body, it causes certain things to happen. Typically, people who work in these mills, you will always see them covering up their nose and they cover up their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts to impact their communication portal from the sawdust. It attacks their communication.
Okay.
A man who chops wood don't talk a lot. He's very internal because a lot of the energy goes out into the energy with the wood.
Okay.
So for you, what happens is this sawdust is telling you that you got to get this dust out of your physical environment because you have these airborne pathogens that are going on inside of your body. And then you said you heard voices. One of the things that happened is spirit travels through wood. This is typically where people, you see these movies and they have these old wooden houses and you see the spirit talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
You see the spirits moving through wood because they travel through wood. You're hearing sort of these voices. So I want you to get you some pledge, particularly something like orange citrus. And I want you to begin to work with that. Work with that energy. Clean up the sawdust so that you can begin to clean up these airborne pathogens that are within you.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is where the block is. The block is very hard because you can't focus. You can't focus. And when you can't focus, You can't accomplish. It's hard to accomplish something if you can't stay focused long enough. So this is a reminder that you have to let go of all distractions, particularly at this time, and have the courage to give it your all. You understand?
Yes.
Because when you lose focus, you start to see sawdust. You start to see the dust. You start to see the foreign passages, and they begin to block your vision, and then things are not clear for you. They become very foggy. It's almost like looking out of mist, out of fog. And you lost this focus when you were 17 years old. What happened when you were 17?
Wow, that was so long ago.
Yeah. I'm going to say between the age of 17 and 19.
Okay.
Between the ages of 17 and 19. This is the first time. What are you talking about? You want to say it? Or you want me to say it?
You can go ahead.
You should. You know, and I'm glad you reminded me of that because I need to go back and talk about the show last week when I said, do you want me to say it? Or do you want to say it?
But no, you can go ahead. You can go ahead.
Well, this has to do with sexual violation. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. It has to do with this energy of sexual violation. And so I want you to begin to think about it because at this particular time, this is where a lot of this energy just began to get thrown off. So this is a place of healing for you. This is a place for you to begin to get into that place of where you can focus. interesting enough, the goddess that's coming up for a lot of people is the goddess Mawu. And so I want you to begin to work with the goddess Mawu. She is a very nurturing and loving goddess. Begin to work. Begin to work with the goddess Mawu. Yes.
Okay.
And it's M-A-W-U for those who want the spelling of it, M-A-W-U. But she really is the goddess of abundance and about seeds of intention. And she's also those goddesses that sits over all of those things, particularly sexual healing, those things of abuse, and all of those different types of ailments. She really, really works very heavily with that.
Okay.
All right.
I got some homework to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, beautiful. And thank you so much. And begin
thank
to write
so
a letter.
Much.
Write a letter. Use purple, red, blue, or gold. Begin to write a letter and work with that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Oh, the energy is very high tonight. We have about 2 minutes left to go on the forum, and we're actually going to be getting to the after hours. But I do want to say this. On the last show that we had, and I'm bringing this up because there was some conversation about this. There was a gentleman that called into the show, and I know he doesn't mind me saying this, the gentleman Jay Wood that called into the show. And when he called into the show, I gave him a reading and told him that one of the things that happened is that he actually had a sexually transmitted disease. And he told me it was okay for me to say it on the air, and I did, and I thank him for his courage. Well, Jay Wood then since has confirmed he did go to a doctor, and he did take care of that issue. It was confirmed that he did have something that was passed on to him, but it was very much curable and not anything of a real serious nature to be taken care of. And he did need to put batteries in his smoke detector. The reason I wanted to come back and say that as well is just to let you guys know that when we're doing these readings, a lot of times they're things that are very sensitive. And so whenever you guys want me to begin to share these things, it really was helpful. Because so many people contacted afterwards and really just said how beautiful it was for him to share, and it was able for them to really take ownership and respond to things in their life. So I wanted to put that out there. Hugs and kisses to him and all of you out there. We're about to go into the after hours. Download, 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 everyone. As you can tell, very powerful share here tonight. Don't forget to go back and do the spirit quest. Peace and much love. We're going to be doing family night on Sunday night, so get at me. Question for Blue, you guys. We're going to keep going into the after hours. Much love, warm spirit. And to all of you out there, this amazing time that we're in, love you guys. Love you, love you, love you. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you can get in before the show closes out as we continue right here live in the remix. With your host, of course, Miss Blue, as we keep going. Wow, it's so many of you guys in the chat room. It is crazy. It is crazy. It is so crazy. All right, so now we're going to go to the next caller, and I still see so many of you guys out here. Let's continue. We're going to go to the next caller here. Calling in, it looks like, let's see. Let's see here. All right. Let's see. Well, it looks like, let's see what's going on, if I can get to the switchboard and see. It's just, there's so many beautiful things going on here tonight, you guys. Don't forget, if you're interested in the Kim Business Class, email me, questionforblue@gmail.com, that you can do that as well, too. wow, I mean, it is just, people are just doing the most. It's a beautiful night tonight, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oh. 216? 216. Okay, we'll come back to 216. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, my name's Jared.
What's your name?
Jared.
Jared, greetings to you. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You want to tell us what you got?
I smelled like putrid death. I don't know why. Like the smell of rotting flesh, you know? I think someone's going to die or something. Could you tell me what that means?
Yeah, you think someone's going to die. Well, you know, death is a real interesting thing, and it's a very serious metaphor. And, you know, because I'm able to see a lot of things.
Oh, are you? Because usually, like, when I hear your radio show, I think you're just...
Yeah, 203-527-7156, you know, we're able to see you and see you loud and clear. And so you want to know who's going to die? Well, you guessed it. A lot of times we see that reflection of things that are happening to ourselves. And, you know, so I wish you nothing but peace and blessings. Yeah, peace and blessings. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 405. 405, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
Patricia.
Oh, Patricia, greetings to you. I mean, hey, this show must have been, you know, this all these distractions is definitely proof of the work.
Oh,
boy,
yes.
Yeah, we brought them out tonight, boy. We brought them out.
That's all right. I like to hear it, too. Right on. Okay.
Oh, beautiful. So did you get a chance to do the meditation?
I sure
did.
The
vision quest? Okay. Well, I said meditation, but I meant vision quest. Yes. And you want to tell me exactly what you got and what smell?
Okay. You know, it was beautiful going through the colors, you know, and the colors were really beautiful, you know, the red and the yellow and the orange and green, and that was really nice. Clouds came in, and as I went through that and you were talking and you were uplifting us, and this is before we got to the letter part, I started imagining, you know, you wanted that emotion to come up, and I really wanted that too. So I started thinking about this beautiful, handsome man that I would have. And we were just feeling really good. I seen a man in a parking lot one day, and I just kept that man in my mind. So that man is that emotion that I took with me.
Okay.
And
so what smell did he have? What smell did you bring back?
I had cookies. I like
chocolate
chips. I love
chocolate chip. I like chocolate chip cookies, too. I really do. I like chocolate chip cookies. Let's talk about this, because you had a very powerful experience when it came to really getting into this energy. The first thing I want to tell you to do is you need to get into baking some chocolate chip cookies at home. You know, go get you some, even if they're kind of pre-made, and begin to get into that energy and get that aroma. I know they even have candles that you can do, but you want to enhance that smell, because that's going to be the activation point for your prosperity and begin to open up that energy for you.
I keep chocolate chip cookies.
Do you? Beautiful. Well, let's talk about a little bit, Patricia, where your blocks are. I want to try to get to everyone here, so I want to get right down to the core of things, and I want to talk about where your blocks are. Okay. And then you can begin to work with the chocolate chip cookies and just keep baking them to open up that energy that's in your home. But when I begin to immediately get into your energy, what I see is I see all of these butterflies just floating and flying all around you. Now, butterflies, as you know, is the symbol for transformation. And that's a beautiful thing. Because over the course of your life, there's been many stages of transformation that you've gone through, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And even still more to go. But where the block is for you, particularly when it comes to prosperity, is in the area, Patricia, of letting go. Being able to let go of these past memories that are not serving you well. Can you hear me okay, Patricia? Seems
yeah,
like
you're kind of breaking up a little bit, but I hear
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second so we cannot hear the clicking sound. But I want to let you know, Patricia, it's going to be in your area of letting go. It's time for you to begin to truly, truly be like the butterfly and transform yourself. I want you to sit down and definitely take some time when you're baking those chocolate chip cookies and begin to write a letter forgiving everyone who's ever did anything to hurt you, as well as you forgiving yourself for what you may or may not have done. And then I want you to put that letter in an envelope. Seal it up, address it to yourself. Excuse me, and send that out. All right. It is a wonderful thing. Woo! I tell you, wow. We are live in the remix, you guys. And we're going to go to the next caller here. And we're going to see where they're calling from. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 631. You're live in the remix. Please tell us where you are, who you are, and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Owen.
What's your name?
Owen.
Owens. Greetings to you, Owens. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
Well, I haven't been messing with the computer a lot, and I just caught the end of the show, and I was just listening to certain things that you were saying, and just pretty positive what you're doing tonight. I just wish I had to just probably tomorrow listen to the whole show all over again.
Okay, well, that's fine. You certainly get to go back and download, and listen. So what I'm going to do, Owen, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad that you caught. We always get what we need. And if you can hold the line and continue to listen. Okay, because the quest is very important, and I know you're going to love the quest once you do it.
Okay.
All right, so hold the line. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Boo.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ebony from Baton Rouge. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ebony. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay. All right, Ebony, did you do the vision quest?
I did. I didn't smell anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see a couple of things.
You sure you didn't smell anything, Ebony?
Well, I saw a rose at the end of the reading, and I kind of, not a reading, at the end of the quest, and I kind of caught a sniff of it, but it wasn't like, you know.
Well, I mean, tell me what it is, because Did you smell the rose or not?
Well, I saw the rose.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the rose, and I saw a couple of other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
When I was handed the letter, my letter, once I opened it, it turned into a butterfly.
Beautiful.
And at the beginning of the quest, it's like I was a fairy flying into the cosmos. But that's what caught my attention the most.
Here's one of the things that I want you to take a look at. Did you want to take a look and see where some of the blocks were?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of the blocks, and I want you to begin to see this, is it has a lot to do with you being rigid. So
mm-hmm.
when I say rigid, you may not think of your energy as being rigid, but when I get in your energy, I feel very, very stiff. I feel very stiff. And so your block is from having premeditated thoughts. Your block is from having premeditated thoughts. It's sort of having this expectation even before you begin to do something and just only wanting to have what you see in front of you come to light. So as a result, you begin to get into what we call the dream creation state. And so you start creating these dreams, but then the rigid side of you is too structured to even allow the dream to begin to manifest. So the exercise that I want you to begin to do is to draw pictures of butterflies and begin to look. Draw pictures of butterflies, matter of fact, on an envelope. And I want you to begin to write your heart's desires and put them inside that envelope, because that was the one thing that you did see transform. The envelope, you opened it, the butterflies came, and they flew. They flew away. And sometimes it's really good for you to begin to get very grounded. And you can ground yourself by just taking off your shoes, Ebony, and stomping around in your house. That's an instant grounding. It's an instant grounding for you. So you can open yourself up just a little bit more. You're already open, but just open it wide so that you can begin to do that. Did you have the spread that I did from the other show tonight? Have you been doing the spread, the three, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere spread?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me why you're crying.
I don't know. My energy has been everywhere today. I don't know. I've been happy. Like, everything's been working out for me physically, but for some reason, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I keep going.
Well, let's take a look. It's okay, because this is the time. This is the time. This is really the time. And I want you to really, really get this, because this is some real powerful stuff. I want you to talk about it, okay? The first thing I want you to do for me, Ebony, is I want to talk about your life right now, because you said everything is really kind of going well for you, but your energy is sort of out of sync. But there is a point in your life where things are a little rocky, and that's where it comes to those matters of the heart, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I see right now you got a lot of obstacles going going on in relationship in this particular area. And this blue is going to tell you right now, I know it's going to be tough, I know it's going to be hard, but you've got to get a new story. You've got to get a new story when it comes to how this relationship is. You've got to move on. I know that's tough, but you've got to move on. And if it is said that this will be, then it has to change completely. It cannot stay the same and this be this way. But you know that, don't you?
I do.
So I know that it is tough. And it can be. It can be very, very tough. But the truth of the matter is that this relationship has already moved itself. This is the butterfly coming out of the envelope. This is the fairy rising itself to new heights. That's you. That's you transforming yourself. That's you moving yourself on. So this is going to be the time that it is going to be a little bit of challenging for you. It's going to be a little challenge. But know that this is the best thing, and there's so many other things that will help you to get your energy back into alignment. Take a couple of days and begin to start to focus on those things that you enjoy doing and that you love doing. Give it some time for this energy to sort of kind of subdue itself a little bit. Stop beating yourself up. Stop beating yourself up. That's the main thing. Let go of the rigidness. Let go of the rigidness. And really just get into that energy of just feeling your body. But it's okay. Miss Blue is not going to tell you, don't be upset, don't cry. I say get it all out. Don't hold those emotions in because that's what you've done. Let it out. Let them out. Take you a bath 3 nights in a row. Put you on some music. And really know, because in front of you, one of the things that I see is I see sunshine all around you. Sunshine and flowers and butterflies, all of these things around you as you begin to walk towards the future. And I'm walking down the road with you, a couple of months down the road with you. And I see that you gain back something. And I want you to hear this, Ebony, but I also want other women out there to hear this. But you gain back something that some people spend a lifetime trying to get back. And what you're getting back is your own integrity. Your integrity of the essence of you. So all of these compromises that you have made, all of these things of your integrity that you have let go of, you get this back. And you get someone to come into your energy that is more in a harmonious flow with you. All relationships, and particularly those that we are connected to on a very intimate level, is going to be challenging. It's going to be emotionally challenging for us, and it's going to be challenging, and it's going to take a lot of work. Relationships take work. But you have to begin to ask yourself, you know, I was talking to a sister today that was going through one of my daughter's friend's mother, who was going through a very difficult time, and she said something to me, and it shook me at the core, because she began to tell me about her relationship, and what she said to me is that I gave this man my soul. And I had to ask her, what did you say? She said, I gave him my soul. That's how much I loved him. That's not love. If you have to give a person your soul, the essence of who you are, then that's not love. Because someone who loves you will not require any of those things of you. Nothing is required. The only thing that is required is you coming from that place of honesty and from that place of love. You don't have to give your soul. You don't have to compromise yourself to the point where you can't even recognize who you are anymore. That's not love. Love won't make you do that. See.
That's exactly how I felt, Ms. Blue. Like, I completely lost who I was.
You said what now?
I said that's exactly how I felt. Like, I didn't even know who I was.
That's right. That's right. So this is time to celebrate, because you're on the road to getting yourself back. And this is key. You don't have to hate the other person to get yourself back. That's not what this is about either. You understand?
Yes.
So I say cry those tears. Cry. Let them out. Let them out. We're going to do a celebration, and we're going to lift up this energy for you taking this step for yourself here. And for all of us taking this step. So hold on a second, Ebony. Miss Blue got something for you. I got something for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, everybody. This is for Ebony.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Yeah.
See the fever pictures bringing me out the dark.
Come on.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear.
Ebony. You still with me, Ebony?
I'm still here. Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
Don't you feel better, Ebony?
I do.
This is what I want you to do. I'm going to give you one more thing because I see this energy like that is just sort of kind of leaving you between between your third and also your fourth chakra. So here's what I want you to do is I want you to take a couple of fingers and anybody else out there that's feeling this, any particular energy, especially when it comes to those things of the heart, I'm going to tell you how to begin to get this in balance, and it'll only take 1 minute, and you can do it anytime or anywhere so you can begin to bring this. I want you to take about three of your fingers and whatever makes you feel comfortable, and I want you to begin to go in your chest, right where your sternum is, the midpoint of your sternum, which is going to be right on that bone, right on your chest bone. And I want you to begin to tap, just gently tap in that particular area. So you can use three fingers. This is going to help balance out this fourth energy center, which is the heart, and it's going to begin to align you with cosmic love and just really open up this portal so you're not getting any kind of leaks that are coming out the backside of any of your glands or any of your organs or your heart. And I want you to tap because what this does is it actually activates the thymus gland. And the thymus gland is one of those things that helps to increase our energy level. You know, it helps improve our blood circulation, and it's also excellent for your immune system. But this is, if you're highly stressed, and right now there's a lot of stress points going on out in the universe, and we're reacting to it in so many different ways. If you just tap on that energy right there, tap on that center right there, what it's going to do is it's going to balance out that energy, it's going to remove the stress, and you can do it at any time. Any time that that energy becomes overwhelming for you, you can begin to do that. Mm-hmm. You can begin to do that. So use that for yourself, Ebony, when you feel those emotions coming on. Let them flow. But I want you to just tap, and I want you to sing, Rolling in the Deep. I want you to begin to sing that song with it, too. All right. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, sweetie. Email me and let me know how things are going as well.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, Miss Blue.
All right. You're welcome. Love you, sweetie. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings. Hello? Who's on the line? Yes, greetings.
Oh, greetings, Miss Blue. It's Jasmine calling from Canada. And I have to apologize. I have a sore throat right now.
Okay. All right. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
I did.
Okay, all right. You want to share with us what you got?
I got a letter saying you are loved, and I smelled rain.
You smelled what now?
Rain.
You said green?
Rain, R-A-I-N, rain, from the clouds, rain.
Oh, rain,
yeah.
Rain,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you smelled rain. Okay, that's okay. I heard you. I just wanted to make sure. So you were able to smell the rain. All right. And you want to talk about where the blocks are? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, please.
Because I hear some. Yeah.
Yes, I can.
I hear. Okay, all right. Let's talk about it. This right now for you, your particular energy, it has a lot to do with there's so many different choices, so many different things that you need to decide in your life at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing I will say to you, immediately when I get into your energy, I began to feel a lot of pressure towards the top of my head.
Yeah, I suffer from frequent sinus infections.
Is that what you're having? Now,
yeah.
I will tell you this, because I don't know if anyone's out there ever had a sinus headache, but it's probably one of the most painful headaches you could have.
Yeah.
At all. So I want you to think about this, because your sinuses has a lot to do with how we take in our decisions and choices in life.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of things that you have not decided on what you're going to do. And
okay.
It's causing an irritation in you.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the pressure is building up, and you're feeling that particular pressure in your head.
Okay.
So a couple of things is, because I also see that you're extremely medicated.
Mm-hmm.
You're extremely medicated, and that's fine if the medication is working. But one of the things it's not working with is it's not able to really kind of penetrate. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a holistic practitioner. One thing that I'm to recommend that you begin to do is you need to start looking at all of these different things in your life that you don't have closure on, and you need to make decisions. Not choices, decisions about what you're going to do, and stand solid on that. This is going to help shift this energy. And then also the other thing that I want you to do is you can actually take a cloth and pour some water on it. I want you to have some hot water on it. Get you a nice cloth, wring it out, and lay it across your eyes and the top of your forehead so we can begin to put energy in that particular category. While you're sipping on distilled water with lemon in it, because you need to greatly begin to detox yourself from all of these things. But, honey, you've got to make some choices. This stems from a past life with you when you were in a position where you had to make a lot of decisions. You were in a pretty powerful position. And interesting enough, from this particular past life, you were actually a man. And you made a lot of decisions. You were a businessman, and you made a lot of decisions. And these decisions were really good decisions, and it worked well for your business. This is what came about, is you started to make these decisions, and everything went wrong. So as a result, some of the energy that's clogging you up from here is about you not being clear and able to make decisions that you can stand on. So this is about moving forward. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, sorry, that my the biggest area where I've undecided on is my career right now. So I guess it does relate to what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Because this decision that you're going to be making with this career could also involve a move. It can also involve changing a lot of things in your life. So it is a big decision, but you've got to make it. And until you do, sweetie, until you do, your sinus problems are not going to clear up for you. But that's what's holding that energy up. This is where the blocks of it is. I want you to begin to start to gently detox yourself. Buy you a lemon. Get you some distilled water or the best possible water that you can get. And I want you to begin to drink on that. Make sure you put the heat pack over your eyes and over your forehead. And this is when you go into the meditation. Maybe even download this meditation. Some meditations I've done here and this vision quest to keep that energy open back up. And email me and let me know how that's going for you as well, too.
I will.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Blue. Thank you.
Peace. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Beautiful. Because even though it seems like her throat chakra was closing up, which it was, this was really stemming from that energy coming out of her mind and these decisions. So when we have these different ailments that are connected with us, Sometimes they're connected with just the vibration that's going on now, and other times it's connected with vibrations of a much, much earlier time. In her case, it was a past life that also was making this so intense, particularly when it came to the area of business and making decisions. Just so you guys can see how some of this energy just sometimes shifts itself around. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Angela, and I'm calling from Lake Forest, North Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you, Angela. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've called in so many times that I've never been able to get through, so I'm really excited. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, I'm glad you're able to get through on this time. Did you get a chance to do the Prosperity Vision Quest?
I did, and I can tell where my mind was because I saw the first vision that I usually have visions anyway, but I saw a vision of like kisses, you know, like a romantic kind of thing.
Right.
And
then,
I saw my daughter in a vision. She was moving around in the bed when she should have been sleeping, which she is sleeping now. And then I saw food in my vision. Actually, Bojangles French fries.
Okay. Is that the smell that you brought back, the Bojangles?
I guess that's the smell of the Bojangles French fries, which I love very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good activation point for you, you know, because we're going to bring back those things that when your energy is most in alignment for you. I wouldn't say go eat Bojangles every day, but, you
right.
know, definitely just to be able to smell it and really to get into that aroma of it, maybe even make your own Bojangle energy is really, really going to be helpful. Okay, so you want to take a look and let's see where the blocks are?
More possible. I mean, I think the kisses showed up first because that's foremost in my mind, love and romance. I'm currently single and been praying for a good man to come in. I wrote love letters to the universe, visualizations. I've done romance rituals. I'm a very spiritual person anyway. And he hasn't come as yet. I had a vision recently of the number 1115, 1115.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the number 11 like all the time in visions. Like, I close my eyes and I just see, it just looks like a screen and, like, the number 11 is just scribbled, not scribbled, but just all over the screen, like 11.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. If you've done all of this and he has not come in, then tell me what you think that's about.
Well, I think maybe it's just about timing, you know? I've had very powerful visions. Like, I've seen him in visions even. But I, you know,
okay.
I can't tell my own future.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so clear. You know, lots of times I can see other people's futures pretty clearly, but my own, you know how it is. It doesn't always come out. You know what I mean? Like I want it to. I guess,
well,
but as far as what the block is, I'm not sure if there is a block.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying yes, there is a block, or no, there is not a block.
I'm not sure that there is a block. I mean, I could be wrong.
Okay, because I know you wanted me to take your call, so tell me what it is that you wanted me to take your call for.
Well, I mean, I would like a little insight into my love life, and I guess the question I should ask is there anything that is blocking me from manifesting the type of relationship that I want?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I can work with that. let's talk about, because for me, I don't give readings to people who don't want them, I just don't do it. But I do want to tell you this. We're going to take a look at where the real block is for you. The real block has a lot to do with your relationship with your mother.
Hmm. That's odd. She's passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your mother? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's passed away. She hasn't always been passed away.
No. She hasn't. Well, I feel at peace with my past for the most part.
Yeah.
It was very traumatic, and I really don't want to cry, but I'm feeling a frog jumping out of my throat.
Yeah, because this is, well, let me share some things with you if you're open to hear this, and I know you are, so that we can begin to talk about this. But I want to, and I'm going to say a lot of different points this brings me back to. One of them is around the age of 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is around the age of 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I also hear the smoke detector going on in the background. So you do need to change the batteries in your smoke detector when you get a chance.
Okay.
It's a past life thing for me, but it also sends spiritual messages to me. And one of the things that I want to say to you, because your daughter is so important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very.
And loving her, being there for her, is also very important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the feelings that you had about your own mother and that relationship you two had together are some of the feelings you never want your daughter to experience, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm gonna be there for her.
I'm gonna
be there. You know, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want her to, you know, go through the things I went through. My mother was a heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know. Trust me. Oh, trust me. Because
issues in and of itself.
Yeah. Spirit is telling me that you definitely was a fire child, as I call it. And so inside of you, there's a lot of rage. There's a lot of rage for just that missing intimacy that you never really could have on a very authentic level with your mother. Now, your mother loved you very much.
Yeah.
And your mother, she did. She loved you very much.
Yeah.
And it was through her own pain that she could not deal with. And I want you to think about something that you just said coming on. You said, Miss Blue, I want to know about my love life. You said, I prayed for a man, letters to the universe. I'm a very, very spiritual person.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was very spiritual, too.
She was.
Oh, yeah. She's very, very spiritual. And I'm not talking about go to church, cross my legs, and holla, hallelujah.
No, not at all.
Your mother was very well conscious and connected to a lot of things that you're getting yourself into at this time.
Yep.
And one of the things that you and your mother both had was that longing, that yearning, for the love of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, what ended up getting your mother addicted to heroin was her looking for her hero, because that's what heroin is.
Mm-hmm.
She was chasing a hero.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know where your blocks are? Not the fact that you want a hero in your life. That's not a block. But that you're chasing that same drug that your mother chased. And your mother is there with you, begging you, pleading with you to don't do it. Know that that would come. You're there with your daughter, but your mind is somewhere else. Is chasing the hero.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those judgments that you had to work yourself, and you've done a lot of work.
I have.
You've done a whole lot of work.
I really have.
So those judgments of your mother are some of your judgments now. Those blocks your mother had, those are some of the same blocks that you have.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that I'm chasing, like, the idea? I mean, because I don't, like, abuse any substances or anything like that.
No. No, no, no. You're not, no. But what I'm telling you, it is that heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
That heartbreak that your mother could not get herself out of.
Mm-hmm.
From this longing, this wanting to be with this man that drove her into the heroin.
Yes.
And you're doing the same thing. You're just not in the flow of the heroin. That smoke detector alarm that's going on is letting you know that you're not paying attention to something very important in your life, which is your daughter. Because your daughter is watching you, yes, with this pattern. Paying attention to your child is not just caring for their needs and playing with them and making sure they get a good meal and putting them to bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being fully present with them. We all have our drug.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make chasing a man your drug. If you truly know that he is coming, then
mm-hmm.
nothing is required. Don't do what your mother did. Don't sell your soul for a hero. Because that heartbreak is difficult to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear someone knocking at your door and you go there and no one is there, that is your mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, I talk to her sometimes.
I'm sure you do. But you need to begin to talk to her about how you can begin to get over these things that she could never get over in her life. Because you're headed down that same path. Open yourself up to love yourself. Be your best hero, and your true hero will come along.
So I just, basically you're saying I just don't need to do anything anymore as far as ritual, all that stuff.
That's not what I'm telling you.
Oh,
I'll
okay.
say no to all of that. I say what you need to do is focus on being your own hero, because only
mm-hmm.
true heroes recognize other heroes. And right now, you're not being a hero.
Mm. Okay, that's a kind of a jagged pill to swallow.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. It is. I mean, I could sit here and sugarcoat you and tell you some shit that won't help you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just need to focus more on really connecting with my little girl.
Definitely connecting with her. But you also want to focus on really connecting with yourself.
Yeah.
And learning how to love yourself as the hero. As that unconditional love, to give it to yourself.
Okay.
No one wants to be alone, and you're not meant to be alone, and you won't
right.
be. But if you try to force this, I promise you, you will never get what you think you deserve and you truly want in your heart.
Right.
Heartbreak is what took your mother to her place.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want you or her granddaughter to follow in that footstep.
Right. Well, I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Well,
yeah, I'm not
gonna care. It's easier said than done. But
mm-hmm.
before you told me anything, I told you about your connection between you and your mother. So I beg to differ, and I will tell you, you've already let it happen. You know how I know you let it happen? Because I'm sitting here and I hear your smoke detector alarm going off in your house.
Yeah, I think the battery's going dead, I guess.
But what does that, what does an alarm do? What does a smoke detector do? What does it do?
It detects smoke.
It sends out warning signals.
Right. It sends out warning signals.
So if you were taking care of yourself and your daughter, you would not have a warning signal come to you and you not understand it. That's a warning signal telling you, I'm warning, warning, don't go this way, don't do that. Because you don't have to do it. You're a beautiful, loving, amazing sister. Nothing is required from you. You don't need to fix anything about yourself. Just be you, and not who you think you want to be, and not who you think you're supposed to be, but just be you. That's greater than anything that you can make up, imagine, or pretend to be. It's the greatest thing.
This is really, really profound.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I said, this is really profound. I'm kind of speechless, and I'm not usually at a loss for words, you know? I'm very talkative and all those things. I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to take your advice.
Well,
I guess I just...
Yeah, well, and I'll say this, because I don't give advice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking it in, you know, what you're saying to me.
Yeah, I don't give advice. Advice is logic. This has nothing to do with logic.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, as far as, you know, relationship is concerned, I mean, do you see one on the horizon for me? Maybe
once
even this year, next year?
I see a lot of relationships around you, but I wouldn't recommend in the state that you are that you jump at them.
Say it again.
I see relationships around you, but I wouldn't recommend at your state that you jump at them, not where you are.
Right. Well, I'm not even really concerned about, you know, those, you know, relationships that don't have any long-term potential, you know? I really
right.
like to get married one day and have another child and all that stuff.
That's right. And you will. You will. There's no reason you can't do that. But how you're not going to get there is by forcing it. You know what I mean? By
mm-hmm.
chasing it. Because
right.
somehow you feel that once you are married and you're in that union together, and it is power there when it's real and it's authentic.
Right.
But that does not determine your self-worth. And that's where your energy is confused. Somehow that makes you something different if you could be married and have another child. And you've got to begin to see yourself in the position of being whole, great, and complete, even not there yet.
Okay. I see myself as a whole, complete being. I mean, I'm sure
on some levels you are.
Mm-hmm.
But trust and believe. If you go back and you listen to what I'm telling you and you really open yourself up to hear, not with your mental mind, but hear with your heart, you will understand what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother's wish for you is what all mothers wish for their daughters, to have a happy life, to be in love. Your mother wants you to have that love that she was not able to obtain. But you're not going to get it chasing the hero.
Right. Just be my own hero and stop chasing it. It will come to me.
That's right. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Focus on you first. The rest will open up. Then you'll be like Jamie Foxx. I got options.
Well, that's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's just that I feel, you know, sometimes I feel by myself and, you know.
Oh, yes.
I'm a Libra. Libra rules, you know.
Even if you wasn't a Libra, the fact that you are a healthy, beautiful sister, you're going to feel that way. We all do.
Yeah.
You don't want to go jumping out here for any and anything. There's so many stories and so many things that can go wrong. Look at your own life. Think about you from a young age. You know what happens when you do that.
Right.
So right now, know that you are your daughter's hero. She's watching your every move, everything that you do. So pay attention to those warning signs that is around you. Get you a battery as soon as you get up in the morning and put it in that smoke detector and stop the warning signs. Because this, when we look at it spiritually on a feng shui level, it's things in your life you're not paying attention to.
Okay.
So that's what it means spiritually. And then just take some time. With your scent that you brought back, begin to get into that energy and that place of peace.
Mm-hmm. It was very comforting, though.